KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. The U.S. military says it's investigating unconfirmed reports that an American helicopter opened fire on a wedding party in western Iraq, killing more than 40 people. Some Iraqis say those attending were shooting in the air in celebration when the chopper attacked. Some tough questions for the Pentagon top brass. They spoke to a Senate panel looking into the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal. General John Abizade says he wants to find out what went wrong and fix it.
I have asked myself the question, as I'm sure has everybody else in the chain of command, what could and should we have done differently? And I can think of some things that we've got to do. We've got to ensure that we've got transparency with the Red Cross, for example.
An Army specialist has become the first soldier sentenced in connection with the scandal. Jeremy Sivis was sentenced to a year in a military prison. The world's largest democracy has a new prime minister. Former finance minister Mohanan Singh has the job now. His party's leader Sonia Gandhi turned down the position. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 71 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The University of Colorado Regents met this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still some congestion left over along eastbound I-270 approaching I-70. A flatbed tow truck had to be called in to right an overturned pickup truck. Nothing caught fire, nobody was hurt, nothing leaked out of the car, but it still took a long time for that tow truck to get in there and clean up the mess. Some slowing, as I say, eastbound on I-270 approaching I-70, and you may have a little slowing westbound on I-70 approaching the 270 interchange as well. On the ramp from northbound University to southbound I-25, watch for an accident. Sounds like that one's been moved over to the shoulder. Problem in Aurora this afternoon. It's at Havana and Exposition. Several vehicles involved in an injury accident there, including an ambulance. Several people may have been injured. Tow truck's just now pulling up on the scene. Another good area to stay away from for about a half an hour or so. Shop Albertson's 10 for 10 sale this week and save on bone-in country-style ribs or Sanderson Farms Family Pack Chicken. 10 pounds for $10 at Albertson's, helping make your life easier. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The report into the CU football recruiting practices has been officially released now. Chris Gallegos has more from Boulder.
But now is not the time to make a leadership change. That from the CU Board of Regents, who came out in support of CU President Betsy Hoffman today after an hour-long closed-door meeting with a panel investigating CU football recruiting policies. Only one regent hinted that making a change in the CU administration is a solution to making a cultural change at CU. Panel members and regents both agreed that while this report doesn't address every issue, it's a good start and hopefully will set an example for universities nationwide. President Betsy Hoffman received the report today and says she'll have a preliminary report on changes to be made by the end of the month. That includes the future of football coach Gary Barnett. Chris Gallegos, Boulder.
This report brought to you by AutoZone. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been asked to help in the investigation into Saturday's fatal girder collapse. A local OSHA representative is visiting the scene while an engineering specialist from Washington, D.C. should arrive by later this week. Investigators will be asking questions of employees who worked on that girder project. Governor Bill Owens wants some changes on a proposed agreement made by some top state lawmakers. Actually, he's quite insistent on that. The agreement was to make a compromise for the state's budget crisis. prices. Owens wants $133 million to go to roads and wants spending limits kept where they are. The lawmakers are in a deadlock on the budget issues even 2 weeks after the end of the last session of the regular session of the legislature. Lakewood police are on the hunt for a man they say is threatening women with a gun and then stealing their purses. The suspect has apparently attacked five women in 4 days. A 67-year-old woman was pistol-whipped after she tried to fight off the robber. That incident took place in the King Supers parking lot on West Alameda, while the other four were in the area of Wadsworth and Bellevue. The suspect is described as a white man who's tall, thin, and has thinning hair. He's thought to be in his 20s, drove away in a dark-colored pickup truck. Call Lakewood Police with any information. In sports, the Colorado Rockies are in Cincinnati again tonight for the second of three games with the Reds. Joe Kennedy takes the mound for the Rocks, who beat the Reds 8-3 last night. Get to AutoZone this weekend for your free 5-point safety inspection. They'll check your battery, lights, and more. Make sure your car is safe and ready for the road ahead, only at AutoZone. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
From the caucuses to the presidential election,
every vote counts.
We've got it covered. Your number one source for election 2004 information. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-Tru. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Expect plenty of sunshine out there today with high pressure in control of our weather, highs to 83 degrees. Tonight, with dry air in place, just a few clouds will drop quickly, 48 for the low. Partly cloudy, maybe an afternoon thunderstorms. A weak system moves across the state Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. A mix of clouds and sunshine and a nice end of the week on Friday, highs around 80. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny and 74 now. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Tomorrow, we are going to have Kent Harifon, who is a critically acclaimed novelist. He's local in that he lives in Colorado, and he follows up his previous bestseller, Plainsong, with a return to the fictional community of Hope, Colorado. It's the setting for his new book, and the new book is called Eventide. He's going to be with us live in studio Friday. We are going to be joined by National Book Award-winning author and historian Ron Chernow. His new book is a biography of Alexander Hamilton. And that's on Friday. He will be live with us in studio. Also, just to give you a heads up, if you have nothing better to do on Saturday and Sunday night, I'm going to be on Channel 12 both nights. Saturday the 22nd at 10 p.m., the show is called Drop Frame. It's a program that features the work of independent filmmakers, and they put out a press release because I said a woman should be obscene and not heard. Ha, ha, ha. It's, they don't know it, but it's like one of the oldest lines in the universe. But in any event, they thought that was very clever. And so they, it says, here's their press release. Drop Frame is proud to present talk show host, radio talk host Enid Goldstein from AM 1150 KNRC. And they're talking about their the show, and they're saying that this is the fourth episode coming up on Saturday night of the revolutionary new PBS series Drop Frame, showcasing the work of independent filmmakers in the form of short films, short commentaries, music videos, art pieces, Our special guest this month is KNRC's Enid Goldstein, who will be discussing the new FCC rules. It's just a short thing in there, but it's Saturday night, and maybe they'll send us a dove, and we can see I might want my money back. They might want their money back. No money changed hands, but just in case. And on Channel 12, I'll be on KBDI again on Sunday night, May 23rd at 11 p.m., so even later than Saturday night. And I'm being interviewed on Colorado Outspoken. And that's a show that talks to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, BLT, I don't know all the initials, community. And I was delighted to be invited to be on that show. So that's coming up, both Saturday night and Sunday night, 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, Channel 12. Did you see the Denver Post today? Did you see the lead editorial complete with pictures? Did you see the report in the Rocky Mountain News that amplifies what we talked about yesterday? And this is the CU report. The headline on the Denver Post version of the story is "Report Pins Blame" at the top. On the Rocky Mountain News version of the story, systemic failings. And let me go through some of this with you. This is, of course, what we're talking about is something we discussed a little bit yesterday, and that is the CU, the report on CU, the University of Colorado football recruiting practices. There was even a big story, maybe not a huge story, but a very interesting story in the New York Times about Colorado and this report. So let's start with what the Rocky has to say about it. What the report said about university's leaders, and let's go over through each of them. We got Betsy Hoffman here, who's the president of CU. We've got her chancellor, Richard Binney. We've got athletic director Dick Tharp, and we've got football coach Gary Barnett. These are the four players here. These are the four cast of characters. Here's what the report said about Betsy Hoffman, the president, that she failed to exercise sufficient oversight until pressured by the governor and lawmakers. The needs to evaluate whether the chancellor, athletic director, football coach are capable of and committed to providing the leadership necessary to effect profound changes. So she needed to evaluate that. And she needs to be evaluated by the regents, the Board of Regents, to determine whether she can provide the leadership and vision needed to restore the university's integrity and reputation. And then they go on to Chancellor Binney. Well, Binney, you know, he would issue an order and nobody would pay any attention to it and he would forget to follow through. And so Binney is sort of, I don't know, he could be running the presidency because he's a lot like Dickey, it seems to me. Anyway, he allowed the athletic department to operate autonomously for years. Binney did. He's the chancellor. He failed to implement the university's stated goal of putting academics above winning on the playing field. He exerted little, if any, authority until recently over the athletic department. He failed to follow through on directives to increase controls and supervision of recruits, first in 1997 and again in 2001. He failed to effectively communicate with athletic director Dick Tharp and develop solutions to identifying recruiting problems. He minimized the importance of recruiting problems. Now, I want to just go down this list one more time with Binney, because here's a guy who's got a job that pays him a lot of money, a job with a major amount of prestige attached to it, and he doesn't do his job. How long would you last in your job if you did the long beery lunches that Dick Tharp was alleged to have done, and he didn't do too much either, except erect walls of deniability, plausible deniability? These guys don't do anything, and they get to keep their jobs, and then they, you know, a lot of times they get promoted or they create these sinecures for themselves and fiefdoms and power structures, and they don't do anything. And then it takes a scandal like this where there's an independent commission, or what calls itself an independent commission, investigating it to find out what really went on and how little these guys are doing when you've got a really serious problem here. And it isn't a serious problem that happened 5 minutes ago. It's been occurring. So here is again, Boulder Chancellor Richard Binney allowed the athletic department to operate autonomously for years. He failed to implement the university's stated goal of putting academics above winning on the playing field. So here are these people. This is the ivory tower. This is where you know, you're supposed to do the right thing. When you get out in the business world, then I guess you're supposed to cut corners and do whatever it takes to make as much money as you can, screw as many people as you want to screw in the private. You know, who cares? You know, who cares in the corporate world? But in academe, well, he failed to do that. He exerted little, if any, authority until recently over the athletic department. Maybe he could give a good speech. Maybe that's how he got hired. He gave a good speech. And he didn't rock the boat. I don't know. He failed to follow through on directives to increase controls and supervision of recruits first in 1997 and then in 2001. So from 1997 to 2004 is, what are we talking about, 7 years? So in 7 years, he never could get it together to do it the way he was supposed to do it. He failed to effectively communicate with athletic director Dick Tharp, who when Binney would venture forth an email. Now, don't you think it's interesting that he would ask Tharp to do things with an email? Why wouldn't he call him up on the phone? Why wouldn't he have a meeting in his office? Maybe he did, I don't know. And say, look, this is the way it's going to be. You're reporting to me, and this is the way we got to do it. No, he didn't. He would write an email, and Tharp would ignore the email and go proceed to have another long beery lunch, considering possibilities for how he could erect more fences in the neighborhood of plausible deniability. And then Tharp, or Binney, minimized the importance of recruiting problems. All right. Now we go to Tharp, who the Denver Post says got to go. Tharp has got to resign. Time, here's the headline for today, in today's lead editorial in the Denver Post. Time for Tharp to leave CU Post. And a couple of sentences from the editorial in the Post. Tharp has shown a repeated lack of leadership and management skills over the years, which apparently have not hampered his ability to keep his job at a high salary. And according to the report, has, quote, evaded and ignored repeated calls to change the football program's culture and recruiting practices. It's clear the department needs a thorough house cleaning, and it should begin with Tharp. Well, Tharp, and then I think Barnett's got to go. Barnett didn't have a leg to stand on either, because here's what the New York Times says about Coach Barnett. He says an investigation cites Colorado coach Gary Barnett for his, quote, unproductive defensive attitude. So that's Barnett, unproductive defensive attitude. So here's Dick Tharp. Here's what the report found. He espoused a philosophy of plausible deniability when faced with accusations of misconduct by student athletes and employees. Now, in case you wonder what that phrase means, deniability, it means that he doesn't want to hear anything, see anything, or speak. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. There was a handbook given out to the Goodwill ambassadors, the girls who entertained the football recruits or potential recruits. We don't want to hear anything that went on between you and a football player. So that's essentially Tharp's. If Tharp doesn't know anything, then Tharp can't be responsible for anything, and he can't do anything wrong. So he evaded and ignored repeated directives to implement policy changes. He failed to police appropriate boundaries around the football coach. He isolated himself from his staff when these long, beery lunches, and has not given his full attention to his responsibilities and contributed to the athletic department's isolation from the rest of the campus. These guys are brilliant. They created jobs for themselves where they didn't have to do very much, and what they were supposed to do, they failed to do. And then they would take long lunches, and then they would spend a lot of time maintaining their other off-campus businesses and so forth. But they still kept their big jobs. They didn't do anything. I think this is just remarkable. And finally, he failed to provide adequate, this is Dick Tharp, failed to provide adequate sexual assault and sexual harassment prevention training for employees and student athletes. Well, why would he want to do that, since he shielded himself from any knowledge that something like that was occurring? Now we get to football coach Barnett. Number one, Barnett resisted recruiting changes and demonstrated an unproductive defensive attitude while being widely praised for being a strong leader and a firm disciplinarian. He behaved with insensitivity toward issues of sexual assault and sexual harassment and did not follow protocols in this area, minimized the importance of recruiting problems, provided insufficient supervision of recruits, failed to follow proper protocols regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment on at least two occasions. In a way, he's the most of it, but the least of it in terms of job failures. He's just a dope in how he addressed the press. The attitude that he took. And for a long time, these guys were all used to having it their way, riding roughshod over any kind of complaints that happened. If women came to them and alleged any kind of sexual abuse, they brought to bear all the muscle of the CU athletic department and everything else on the problem, and they wanted to sweep it under the rug. And finally, they couldn't do it anymore. And what is exposed is how little these guys have done to earn a living, to earn the salaries that the taxpayers pay them. And I believe the taxpayers pay them a salary, don't they? I mean, it's a state institution. 303-382-1150. So you got Betsy Hoffman, you got Chancellor, who didn't provide adequate oversight here, and you got Chancellor Binney, who every once in a while would fire off an email to Athletic Director Dick Tharp that he would ignore forever, and then Binney never followed through. And then you got Barnett, who's just, you know, a dope when it comes to dealing with these issues and dealing with the press. I'm going to open up the lines. 303-382-1150. I think they all have to go. And I wonder what you think about this. And I wonder what you think this reveals. To me, here's what it reveals. It reveals an athletic department that was out of control, and there really were no controls. It reveals a lax leadership. It reveals three men here, anyway, who have managed to keep their jobs for a fairly good amount of time. And they don't do too much. Whatever the job assignments were, they failed in most. These people would get failing grades. They would not get passing grades in their own institution. CU, number one party school in the country. These are people who apparently are in the CU tradition of doing as little as possible in terms of serious work and a lot of not much on the public dime. So that is, to me, extremely revealing. And how little control Binney was able to exercise or wanted to exercise over Tharp, and what a fiefdom the athletic department was. I think all of them have to go. I think you start over a new president, a new chancellor, a new athletic director, a new football coach, and you rethink it, and you do business in a different way. It's a different time. What do you think? And what does this reveal to you about power and maintaining power? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Now, the commentary in the Rocky Mountain News, the editorial, the lead editorial, the only editorial in the paper today, CU report leaves Hoffman without clear guidance. Well, I think she knows what she's got to do. And the other question is, there is an allegation by three call girls who came forward and said they were paid about $2,000, at least $2,000 in cash over a 45-day period for sex that was arranged with young men at the Omni Hotel. And this was done by an assistant trainer or something. Well, this assistant trainer doesn't have $2,000 to pay for these call girls. So where did that money come from? We're not hearing too much about that, but I'm kind of intrigued by that part of the story. Here you have at least $2,000. Who paid it? Was this person who paid it was he so insulated that, again, more deniability? Where did that money come from for the call girls? Three of them came forward. Were they all lying, do you think, or do you think there was some truth to it? What do you think? 303-382-1150. They're trying to find out the fund of the source of the call girl fund. It's probably some old alum who he has a slush fund for that exact reason. A state task force investigating football recruiting practices is partly focusing on determining the source of thousands of dollars a former CU athletic department employee allegedly paid call girls. Now, he was willing to fall on his sword, and I think, didn't he say that he was doing that on his own or something? People familiar with the probe said that the Attorney General's office wants to know where former CU recruiting assistant Nathan Maxey may have come by the $2,000 that three women said he paid them to have sex with young men at a Broomfield hotel. Maxey, 28, has admitted to using a CU-issued cell phone to call Pasha Cowan, a former escort services operator. Do you think that's her real name? More than a dozen times. But Maxey told the Denver Post in February that the calls were for him and resulted only in a pair of liaisons, one of them sexual. A report made public by the commission investigating the CU football recruiting practices said that Maxey's conduct during his CU tenure from June 2002 through July 2003 raised numerous questions, particularly information from lawyers representing three of the women Maxey allegedly paid. The unidentified attorney said Maxey paid at least $2,000 in cash over a 45-day period and arranged sex for other young men at the Omni Hotel. Where did that money come from? 303-382-1150. Mike on a cell, first time caller. Welcome to Enid Live, and we have a kiss for you.
Well, you made my day. Enid, I just wanted to give my 2 cents worth. I really think that the Post is right on with the recommendation that Tharp go. Dr. Hoffman.
I think Tharp's got to get Tharped out of there.
Well, I sure hope so, and Burnett probably too. I would like to see Betsy Hoffman get a little bit of slack. I think she's been good for the university, and I think this is a black eye for the university.
In what way, if I were to ask you, because I'm new to the scene, what way has she been good for the university?
Well, I know that there was a lot of turmoil prior to her coming with her predecessor, and there was a lot of faculty revolt almost on the campus. And I can't remember the name of the person who was the president before her, but she did a lot to mend a lot of wounds within the faculty of the university itself and bring people together. I do think she didn't do enough supervision with the athletic program, and I think that's something that she ought to be given the opportunity to fix, but give her a chance. I think she's been a good president.
I think this was a problem. I'll give her a bit of a question mark. But I think this was such a big problem that until the governor threatened to do his own investigation here, until he threatened the university and Hoffman, she did nothing. She wanted to sweep it under the rug. So in some way, she's complicit here as well. And she should have exercised more oversight. This was a problem that didn't just happen 5 minutes ago. This has been brewing for some years now.
Yeah, well, let's face it, the governor's a politician. He was doing some grandstanding that maybe he didn't need to be doing to make himself look good at her expense. That's my own personal opinion. I'm also the guy that said a vote for Coors is a vote for Bill Owens, so you kind of know where I stand with our...
All right, so what about Benny? I think Benny's got to go, too. Benny is clearly... Benny needs a spine.
What I think, he's just a little wimp who couldn't stand up to the athletic department. And Tharp is just plain arrogant, so I think he needs...
I'll tell you who has to go for sure. Benny, Tharp, and Barnett have to go for sure. And I think Hoffman's skating on thin ice, because I don't think she did a very good job on this one. So if I were in charge of the hiring and firing at CU, that's what I would do. And I think she ought to be looking for a new job.
Well, you know, that could be. And I just think that I know a little bit about her history, and she did do some very good things when she came in early. So I'd like to see her get a little slack. But I really enjoy your program. It's such a refreshing change from some of the right-wing stuff that you hear on the radio all the time. I think your station should have a little bit more balance, however. It's mostly right-wing and a little bit of center and left-wing. So, talk to your station manager about getting a little bit more balance on the...
Well, write him a letter.
Thanks. It was great talking with you.
Thank you, Mike. And let me just ask you one quick question. How did you find the show and the station?
I think I saw an ad. I think it was on a bus or something. I don't recall. But it advertised that there's a station that's providing a balanced view as opposed to some of the other stations in town. And when I first started listening... Greg Dobbs was on in the morning, and I did feel it was a more balanced view. The new guy they've got on there now, I think that's tipped the scale in favor of the right, and I think we've got too many right-wing folks on the radio as it is right now. So I would like to see more of a balance in the station.
Mike, I'm delighted that you called, and I'm glad you're listening to my show anyway, and I thank you for doing it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Oh, man, this milk smells bad. It tastes funny, too.
Now that's a bad decision. Fortunately, buying a GM-certified used vehicle that's fully reconditioned with a comprehensive limited warranty is always a good decision. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Qualified buyers get 3.9% APR financing on select GM-certified used vehicles from participating Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC dealers. Visit GMCertified.com for details.
Businesses know it. Employers love it.
How valuable is a graduate degree from the Daniels College of Business?
When I graduated, I knew I could accomplish anything.
Graduates from the Daniels College of Business at the University of Denver are in higher demand than ever because Daniels is the only Colorado graduate degree program ranked by the Wall Street Journal as one of the world's best.
Having the Daniels name behind you, it certainly will help securing an excellent opportunity.
But hurry. Because of the overwhelming response, we have extended the application deadline for a short time.
I found the application process to be very easy. I completed my application in one day over the internet.
Apply today, and our admissions counselors will fast-track your application.
I was assigned a graduate admissions advisor who walked me through the process and was there every step of the way.
You may even be eligible for a merit scholarship or a GMAT prep voucher. Call 303-871-3416 or visit us online at daniels.du/fall.
I would say, go for it. Do it.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks sharply higher at this hour. The Dow up 81 points, the Nasdaq up 30. Investors are in a buying mood today following upbeat earnings reports from high-tech heavyweights Hewlett-Packard and Applied Materials. OPEC oil ministers will gather for emergency talks this weekend in Amsterdam. The president of the cartel says it could boost oil output by 15% if necessary, and that could help ease the soaring cost of crude. But it won't be soon enough for Continental Airlines, which says it's raising fares to offset the surging price of fuel. And if that doesn't help the carrier's finances, Continental says it will consider wage and benefit cuts, as well as employee furloughs. A former Enron executive is expected to plead guilty to a criminal insider trading charge today. The Houston Chronicle reports that Paula Riker, former managing director for investor relations, will enter a cooperation agreement to testify for the Enron task force. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
There are lots of household problems you can tackle yourself, but one of the smallest may present a much bigger challenge than you'd imagine. Household ants are the number one pest in America, and once they're in your home, they can be extremely tough to get rid of. In fact, the ants you see may be just a small fraction of a massive colony hidden outside your house. To win the war on ants and other pests that may carry disease or damage your home, you need to call a licensed pest control professional. Find one near you by visiting pestworld.org.
Are you tired of the jabber about pop culture and nothing that really affects you? Tune in afternoons to Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:33 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about the report that rips everybody at the top at CU. Betsy Hoffman, Richard Binney, the Chancellor, Dick Tharp, the Athletic Director, Gary Barnett. They've all failed to exercise their jobs and their responsibilities properly, and the Post has come out to say time for Tharp to leave to see his CU post. And I think that it's time for all four of them to go, particularly the three men here. Binney, Tharp, and Barnett clearly didn't do the right thing, and Hoffman should have been a better leader than she was. I think you got a clean house. I think you have to start over. What do you think? 303-382-1150, but I'm shocked that these folks got huge salaries and they did so little to deserve them, it seems to me. Seth, calling from Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hello. I really appreciate and enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And you are one of those a few intelligent people who have the microphone. Though this country is turning into a microphone democracy, whoever hold and that's what they're going to try to tell you what the real opinion is. And whatever the problem you're discussing about this CU, this is not only this one episode. This whole thing is happening in the whole country and all the infrastructures of the government, departments, government, you know, offices, and any and everywhere. And I am very, very baffled that, you know, is it really a new style of Republican of basically networking and group and kind of doing these kind of...
Are you drawing the parallel, Seth, because between, let's say, the failures of 9/11, the failures of leadership there, and their investigations right now, the failure of doing the war properly, even going to war, the failures in the administration. I mean, wherever you look, these great institutions that are supposed to be so smart and so wise, and they're the ones that are supposed to lead us, instead are ineffective. They fail to act. They don't know what's going on. I didn't know that Osama bin Laden was going to strike inside the United States, even though I received as president a daily briefing just not too long before 9/11 occurred that, in fact, he was going to strike.
You see, right on this note, I have this thing, you know. I mean, somehow they say they didn't know it, but they knew it because there's a certain people that day took a day off from those towers.
No, I don't think so. That was an urban legend that it's not true.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, lately I've been hearing this conspiracy theory. I don't understand. What is that? What are they talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. What conspiracy theory?
Well, you know, that, like this caller right before, you know, just me, I was saying that try to bring some balance. And I think you are very well balanced. I have seen some of these people out and out bashing Democrats and out going, you know, way out of their vocabulary and mouth and almost.
Well,
like
because I think what has happened is just like Islam has been hijacked by some of the most radical elements. I think you've got talk radio hijacked also by a lot of the conservatives. So we offer another voice here. Saf, I thank you for the call. Thanks
very
much for calling.
I really enjoy your program and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. 303-382-1150. So here we have, see you, another example of failed leadership. Nobody ever wants to take responsibility. We talked about this yesterday. I mean, this is really astonishing to me. This report is extremely critical of the four top people at CU, the president, the chancellor especially, the athletic director especially, and the head football coach, Gary Barnett. Very, very critical. These people failed to exercise their responsibilities. They failed in every single way. If you failed that often, I don't think you'd still have your job. Most of us, I don't think, would have our jobs. And it isn't simply in this realm. It's in every aspect of American life. It's the president who gets a briefing from his intelligence, from the CIA, saying Osama bin Laden is going to attack on American soil, and he's surprised that 9/11 happened. He said, I didn't know what was going to happen. Well, did he not read it? What part of that memo did he not understand? Did he not read it? Did he not take it seriously? It's an absolute failure of leadership. And that girder, who's taking responsibility for that girder that fell on 70? The dispatcher that was called 74 minutes before the girder fell and ended the life of that whole family, that hapless family just driving along in a bloody tragedy that didn't have to happen because the dispatcher wasn't paying attention. I mean, there has to be some training here for dispatchers because there have been a lot of dispatcher glitches lately. Being a dispatcher is an important thing to be. It's an important, there's a huge responsibility with being a dispatcher. And then, you know, I was railing about all this yesterday, and then I walked in last night, and I found out that, you know, some customer service thing that I thought was solved wasn't solved, you know, so I have to make 40, 45 more phone calls. And I thought, you know, is there any aspect in American life where You don't have to make 45 phone calls when one should do it. 303-382-1150. Have we always been a hardworking country. Have we become a country of slackers? Passing the buck passers? Remember Harry Truman famously had a sign on his desk, the buck stops here? Well, I think Dickie should have a sign on his desk saying that the buck stops here, only en route to anybody he can pass it off to. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein, listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. It's mostly sunny and 74 degrees now. The CU Board of Regents met today to discuss the report from the investigation of the school's recruiting practices. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Eastbound I-270 approaching I-70, now back to normal after an earlier rollover accident. That's good news. Unfortunately, I can't say the same thing about northbound Colorado at I-25. It's an accident with injuries and a lot of emergency equipment on the scene cleaning up that one. Also, a report of an injury accident at Havana in Exposition involving an ambulance and several other cars. Several people, we are told, have been injured, including perhaps one person inside the ambulance. So a lot of extra activity in there as well. 7th and Colorado Boulevard, a three-car accident causing some delays for you there. Freeways, by and large, moving along in pretty good shape with the lunch hour. County Line Road and Lucent Boulevard, a report of a brush fire. A lot of fire equipment on the scene there, as you might suspect. D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives, no down, and no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call 866-MELODY-H. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The University of Colorado Regents have come out in support of CU President Betsy Hoffman, saying that while mistakes were made, this isn't the time to make changes at the top. Only one of the regents hinted that making an administrative change is a solution to the cultural climate at CU. Hoffman says she'll have a preliminary report on any changes to be made at the end of the month, including the future of head football coach Gary Barnett. This report brought to you by AutoZone. As the investigation into Saturday's fatal girder collapse on I-70 continues, investigators will be questioning employees who worked on the girder project. A local representative from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has visited the scene, while an engineering specialist from Washington, D.C. will be here later this week. Lakewood police are looking for a suspect who has threatened five women with a gun and then stolen their purses. In one incident, the suspect pistol-whipped a 67-year-old woman who tried to fight him off. Police say the suspect is a white man in his 20s, tall, thin, and has thinning hair. Get to AutoZone this weekend for your free 5-point safety inspection. They'll check your battery, lights, and more. Make sure your car is safe and ready for the road ahead, only at AutoZone. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:41.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack DeMesterton, Desi Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
WB2. $300 shades or $6 shades? Tonight on WB2 News at 9, Casey Curry puts the hottest sunglass fashions to the test.
What I have in front of me is a UV meter that actually shows how much UV light is getting through.
Find out if spending hundreds really gives you better protection against our mile-high sun.
At this elevation, the UV exposure is constant.
We'll tell you which ones are better for your eyes, what shades are best for sports, and why your kids need them even more than you when Casey Curry takes you shade shopping. Tonight on WB2 News at 9.
Hi, I'm Natalie Tistel.
And I'm Tom Green. Coming up Thursday on WB2 Morning News.
In the 6 o'clock hour, we'll tell you how to deal with jerks at work.
Then in the 7 o'clock hour, we test drive the 2004 Acura MDX.
And in the 8 o'clock hour, we spring into summer with a look at the latest and greatest grills.
Get fresh local news whenever you wake up from the station with the most local news in the morning.
Plus weather and traffic on the 2s.
WB2 Morning News, weekdays between 5:30 and 9, because your time counts.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly sunny skies for us this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight. We'll cool to the upper 40s tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms, a high in the 70s. Mostly sunny and 76 now. KNRC News Time is 12:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes. A great way for an individual to get started in real estate.
real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
We know how important traffic is to you. We've got Lalani Larson mornings and Steve Smith afternoons to get you through that rush hour traffic. Keep it here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about the CU scandal. You know, it could be that Barnett is going to be the fall guy here, and maybe Tharp and Binney and Hoffman will survive, but I hope that's not the case because I think they all have to go. And I want to say something else. The 9/11 Commission is interviewing people like Rudolph Giuliani, and he says mistakes were made, but we have to move on. Here is a phrase that the CU panel investigating, or CU, has said: mistakes were made. This is always what they say. Well, mistakes were made. They're not saying by whom. Mistakes were made. And then the next phrase is always, but it's time to move on. So that is an effective way of nobody ever taking responsibility for anything. Oh, well, mistakes were made, but it's time to move on. 303-382-1150. Americans are always moving on. They move to another town. They move to another, you know, moved and left no forwarding address. Mistakes were made, and it's time to move on. Steve in Louisville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Steve.
It would probably be counterproductive to fire Barnett.
Why?
Because he has a very favorable morals contract, according to what I've heard.
A very favorable what kind of contract?
The morals clause in his contract is very favorable to him. And
What does the morals clause have to do with anything?
Well, if they fire him, they're going to have to pay off his contract. And
that very well may be, but what is the relevance of the morals contract clause?
The only way they could fire him without paying off his contract would be a problem with his the morals part of his contract.
Well, since neither you nor I have seen exactly how that contract is written and whatever that clause is written and what it consists of, we really can't say.
Right.
Because there may be a way for the university to do it, and there may not be a way to do it, and we don't know what other outs there are in that particular contract. And if they may have to pay him off, I don't know, or they may say, you know what, we're not going to give you another dime, we're going to give you what we think is a good severance package, and if you're not happy with that, you can sue us.
Well, then you have another lawsuit.
Well, then you have another lawsuit.
Because he's got a good contract, from what I've heard.
You don't know. Steve, you don't know. You haven't seen the contract. Tell me what your point is, though.
My point is if they fire him without having the a conflict with the morals part of his contract, they're going to end up paying $4 to $5 million at minimum, and maybe as high as $10 million.
You don't know. You don't have a clue. You don't know what the contract looks like, and you don't know what's in that contract. You don't know what the provisions are of that contract. So, has that contract been made public?
It's been talked about for a long time.
But has it been made? Have the provisions of this contract been made public?
They've been discussed on radio.
Have you actually seen the contract, Steve?
No, I haven't.
No, well, then you don't know what you're talking about. 303-382-1150. I mean, come on, give me a break. This stuff, well, you know, this guy, this sports zoo, this one, that one is talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. Is this contract out on the Internet someplace? Can we see it somewhere? Does anybody have a copy of it? If I can see a copy of his employment contract, and maybe it's out there because it's a public entity, I don't know. But otherwise, a morals clause, this clause, there are lots of different clauses in contracts with a lot of different interpretations for those clauses. And so a lot of this is malleable. All right, so here we have Giuliani, Rudolph Giuliani, acknowledging mistakes were made on 9/11. Time to move on. Mistakes were made at CU in the athletic department. Time to move on. Here is an email I got from Arnie. Arnie says that he wishes I were in Colorado when it lived up to John Denver's song, Colorado Rocky Mountain High. We once had governors with vision and backbone, Arnie writes, and now we have a Texas transplant in need of a spinal transplant. Yesterday, a group of football players' parents convinced him to apologize for being ashamed of CU's football program. Why were the parents up in arms? Duh. Who wouldn't try to protect the $200,000 or so free ride their kids get for playing a game? We once had congressional delegations whose members represented the public good rather than their own private perverse agendas. Now we send to Washington the embarrassments of Marilyn Musgrave. I swear to you, she's in drag. Tom Tancredo, maybe he is too. And Bob Roprae. Maybe it's a trifecta. Musgrave rants against gay marriage. Tancredo bashes our good Hispanic neighbors, and Beaupre shows his ignorance by saying the invasion of Iraq is just like the Second World War. The state, well, you know, if they had an IQometer over these people's heads, I don't think that they could walk a block. The state Republican Party now anoints Peter Kors as its nominee for the U.S. Senate, a man whose only claim to fame is money in his pockets amassed by convincing young people to get drunk and disorderly and abuse women. Our state university has become a national laughingstock, and worse, recognized as the number one party school in America and is home of the raping buffaloes, and is a school that has tried to buffalo the rest of us. In Denver, we have a police department that closes its ranks to protect its own rogue cops, letting them literally get away with murder. And the mayor tries to fix our problems with a new logo and a branding campaign, while a national magazine stamps its own brand on the city, a bunch of reckless cowboys. It was a wonderful place, Enid, before the movement here of half of Orange County, California, and a sizable portion of Texas. If someone wants to worry about our immigration problems, that's where they ought to focus. John Love, Dick Lamb, and Roy Romer were governors who understood the unique character of Colorado and toiled to protect it. In Congress, Pat Schroeder, Tim Wirth, Gary Hart, Peter Dominick, and Hank Brown demonstrated the kind of Western independence and bipartisanship that used to be a hallmark of this once great state. And in Denver, Federico Pena and Wellington Webb provided vision and leadership for a great city. Those were the days, my friend. Those were the leaders, and they are missed. Signed, Arnie. What do you think? 3-0, it's a version of... It's the thinking of the Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain Low, maybe. 303-382-1150. Josh, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live. And we have a present for you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Doing well, Josh.
I just wanted to call and basically ask you. I'm borderline. I've just been listening to KNRC. I was wondering...
You're borderline what?
I'm a borderline Republican.
Why?
Well, this is the reason, because I've been listening to basically KNRC until 6 o'clock at night, and I realize that there's more Republicans on the radio station, but I kind of side with the Democrats because I come from a poor family. So I was just wondering how come all of your callers seem like they have no validity to their points, and everybody that seems to be calling on the Republican station, they have a certain point, and the guy either...
How long have you listened to my show? Because maybe I have higher standards. You got to know what you're talking about to be on this show. So
yeah,
I want to know, Josh, why are you, who are you going to vote for, how old are you, first of all?
Well, I'm 21.
So is this your first presidential election?
Yeah, actually, first time I've actually cared about it. So
who do you think you're going to vote for?
Well, I wish Kerry had something for me to go on, but I just don't know. He just doesn't. He just seems like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me. Somebody that came back from Vietnam and was bashing Vietnam as soon as he got back from it.
Well, maybe he saw some bad things happening in Vietnam.
Well,
maybe did you notice that we got out of there as soon as we could because we didn't really belong there in the first place?
Yeah, I understand.
Did you know about that part of it? Do you know the history of Vietnam? Do you know the lies that were told to bring more people over to die? I mean, are you interested in, for example, going to Iraq right now to serve?
I actually am.
You are?
Yes, I actually am. Because,
what?
I mean, I feel like...
Wait, are you in the reserves? Are you in the military?
No, I'm not. But I've actually thought about it. How could you not think about, would you yourself go over there as a young person to go over there and fight for what you believe in? And I believe that, you know...
Why do you want to? What do you think you would accomplish if you went up? What do you think the fighting accomplishes over there in Iraq right now?
That we stand for something. That we stand for their freedom. I mean,
did you notice that we went in there unprovoked? You know, we went in to do a preemptive strike on Iraq, and they had nothing. Are you aware that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11? Are you aware of that? Do you know that that's the case?
But I mean,
I'm asking you a question. Do you know that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11?
I believe that it somehow did.
You can believe, darling Josh, you can believe that the earth is flat, but that doesn't mean that it is. And
yeah,
but there, even the White House has admitted, Josh, that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, nothing substantial, no connection with 9/11.
Okay,
the White House has admitted that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so
maybe it has something to do with Al Qaeda, though. I think that
no, it really had. There's no substantial connection with Al Qaeda. But what it did by going into Iraq is that we took our eyes off of Al Qaeda and we allowed them to regroup, and we so infuriated the Arab community and the Arab world that Iraq has become a jihad, has become a recruiting poster for any kind of a jihadist. So it has, in fact, instead of making us stronger and less, it has made us more vulnerable to terrorism. Not less vulnerable. It has not made us stronger. It has made us weaker. It has taken our first responders and put them over there. So if something happens here, they're not here to guard us. And a lot of those reservists are firemen and policemen and people like that.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we are fighting. I hate to tell you this, and I would discourage you from going. Don't go to Iraq unless you have to. Don't do it, because it's an irrelevant war. The lives that are lost here, it's too sad to contemplate. Try to go to. Are you in school right now?
Yes, actually, I am.
What? Where?
Metro.
Finish up. Make something of yourself. Have a career where you can really be helpful to your family and the country and your community. Do it that way. But to go to Iraq because it sounds like something you should be doing because it's a fight for freedom, you're just believing the rhetoric that has caused a lot of lost lives. Don't do it. And we're out of time right now, or I will talk to you more, but I hope you'll call us again, Josh, and we'll continue the conversation.
Well,
thanks very much for calling, and I hope you'll continue to listen. 303-382-1150. What do you think about Josh? Borderline Republican. Believing what he hears on talk radio, conservative talk radio. I hope he's not listening to Mr. Junkie across the way. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Deep Rock bottled water is a great way to keep clean, pure water right at your fingertips. Order online at deeprockwater.org or call 303-292-2020.
Off the phone. I need to call XL Roofing right now.
Wait! I'm on hold with Sid's Tattoos and Roofs. They're going to give me a better deal.
I told you I don't want a free tattoo.
Hold on. Yeah, Sid. You'll give us two free tattoos with a new roof. Wow.
Wow. You should get sucker tattooed on your forehead.
But we get two. Where are you going to put yours? How about on your right?
We are not getting tattoos. Give me the phone. I'm calling XL Roofing right now. Hello, XL?
Don't be a sucker when it comes to your new roof. Hi, this is Jay with XL Roofing. At Excel, there are no gimmicks, just a great roof at a great price. Call Excel Roofing at 303-761-6400. Excel has over 7,000 satisfied customers in the Front Range. Remember, at Excel, you won't pay a dime until your roof is done and you're fully satisfied. Call Excel Roofing at 303-761-6400.
Excel Roofing!
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman. And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Your lawn is being taken over by dandelions and crabgrass.
Help!
With Weed Be Gone, one product gets rid of the dandelions,
but not the crabgrass.
The other kills the crabgrass,
but not the lawn weeds. There's got to be a better way.
There is. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass in just one easy step, and it won't harm your lawn.
Two kinds of weeds, one simple solution.
Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results.
Are you an advocate for social justice? Boulder County Safehouse offers its tri-annual volunteer training, providing a comprehensive overview of violence against women, crisis intervention skills, anti-racism and anti-oppression training, and information on how to use positive personal action to end the social problem of violence against women. Spring training begins Saturday, June 5th. For more information, call 303-415-3749 or visit www.bouldercountysafehouse.org.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:59. We just have a few seconds left in this hour, but the good news is two more hours of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC. If you've never called a talk radio station before, if you've never called my show before, think about doing it. It's virtually free. You will be heard, and you could affect the dialogue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. The sentence, 1 year in prison for Army Specialist Jeremy Sivits. He's pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the Iraqi prison abuse scandal. Coalition spokesman Dan Senor says most Iraqis believe the problem wasn't widespread.
General Kimmett and I met with the Iraqi Governing Council president earlier today. We met with the Minister of Human Rights. We met with the judge who sits on the Iraqi Governing Council. They're asking tough questions. They said they recognize that this was probably the actions of a few.
More courts martials are coming. The U.S. military says that one of its AC-130 gunships opened fire in what it thought were insurgents. It turned out to be a wedding party in western Iraq. At least 40 people are reported dead. Some Iraqis say those attending were firing guns in celebration just before the reported U.S. attack. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is demanding copies of same-sex marriage licenses from some communities in his state. He says many local officials refuse to make sure the gay and lesbian couples are actually state residents. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, mostly sunny, 76 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The CU Board of Regents met with the investigative panel this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Kind of an active rush hour during the lunchtime session of the day, but right now things are simmering down. Freeway of traffic moving along in good shape. Little bit of a problem still around Havana in Exposition because of an injury act involving an ambulance. Fire equipment still putting out a brush fire at Lucent Boulevard and County Line Road. 46th and Peoria, medical emergency. Fire equipment just responding in there. And you may have a little bit of a delay on the ramp from eastbound I-76 to Federal Boulevard. Sheriff's Department is out there investigating the traffic signal control box. Somebody tampered with it. The person isn't there, but you could have a little bit of a visual slowdown all the same. D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives. No down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call Melody 866-MELODY-H. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This is a beginning, not an end. That's the feeling CU regents and investigating panel members wanted to get across during a public meeting today. Regents and panel members met in a closed-door session for an hour before officially handing over the investigative panel's report to CU President Betsy Hoffman. Afterward, regents were nearly unanimous in their support of Hoffman, as voiced by Regent Peter Steinhauser.
I also want to make it crystal clear, that we have the utmost in confidence in the leadership of President Hoffman. We trust her to respond thoughtfully to the recommendations in this report.
Only one region voiced concern that leadership may have to be changed to precipitate a cultural shift at CU Boulder. Some panel members and victims' rights activists were upset following the meeting, calling it a pep rally for the school and the football program. President Hoffman was at the meeting, but she did not speak. She says she'll review the report and have a list of preliminary recommendations to the Board of Regents by the end of the month, including her decision on the future of football coach Gary Barnett. Two other investigations are ongoing, including an internal investigation by the school, an investigation led by Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar for potential criminal acts, three civil lawsuits also still pending against the university. This report brought to you by Tyson. As Steve mentioned during his traffic report, Havana is closed down at Exposition because of an accident involving an ambulance and a car. Police report that an ambulance was responding to an emergency call when it crashed into another vehicle in the intersection. Six people are reported injured, including the patient in the ambulance. At least four of the injuries are said to be minor. No word on the other injuries. So far, investigators aren't saying how that accident happened. A prominent donor is threatening to take back a $100,000 pledge to the Roman Catholic Diocese in Colorado Springs unless Bishop Michael Sheridan changes his stance on who should be able to take communion. Sheridan sent a letter to parishioners saying that anyone who votes for a candidate who supports abortion, stem cell research, and other issues the church opposes shouldn't receive communion unless they confess and change their support. Lawyer and businessman Rick Cathart says Sheridan's views are almost like McCarthyism in the 1950s. Cathart is urging other donors to revoke their donations as well. For its part, the diocese says they're willing to take the revenue hit to continue their stand. In sports, the Colorado Rockies will try to make it four wins in a row tonight as they play the second of three games against the Reds in Cincinnati. Joe Kennedy throws for the Rocks, who topped the Reds 8-3 last night. Give your family a high-quality meal with Tyson. Tyson's hickory and fully cooked bacon are slow-smoked with natural hickory wood, so they taste great. Pick up some Tyson bacon tonight. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Aren't you tired of all the clutter on the other talk stations?
Did you hear that?
Does it seem like they have any time to talk issues? The answer is no. Keep it here on Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors.
Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Madams and Mayhem on Market Street is running only for a short time, so buy tickets now by calling 303-297-9600. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It is going to be very warm this afternoon ahead of an approaching cold front. With sunshine increasing through the day, we'll top out around 83 for the high, 50 for the overnight low. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 74, 82 with sunshine on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150. KNRC.
Mostly sunny in 76. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
108, 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And if you're just joining us, I just want to clear my throat for a second. invite you to call in if you've never done it before. If you've never called a talk radio show, if you've never called my show, think about doing it. It's a way to be heard. We might agree, we might disagree, we might cuff each other around. But you will be heard, and you could affect the dialogue. And the number, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Some programming notes. Tomorrow we're going to be joined by Kent Hariff. He is an acclaimed novelist, and he has a new book out. He lives in Colorado. And on Friday we are going to be joined by National Book Award winner and historian Ron Chernow. His new biography of Alexander Hamilton is number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list, and both of these guests will be in studio with us. And also, I'm going to be on Channel 12 on Saturday night at 10 o'clock. The show is Drop Frame, and they have Adbusters on there, and it's a very, I don't know, sort of ahead-of-the-curve, edgy, independent show that showcases independent filmmakers, I think. I have not seen the show. And on Sunday night, I'm going to be on 11 p.m. On Colorado Outspoken, and both of these shows air on Channel 12. So I'm... You know, you can give me your feedback if you're up that late. We're talking about the report at from CU that is so damning to the top leadership at CU. These are people who make a lot of money, and just how much money is detailed in a contract extension to head football coach Gary Barnett. And this was 2 years ago. The Regents, 2 years ago. And I want to talk about what's going on 9/11. I want to talk about what's going on in Iraq, that they managed to mistake a wedding party for insurgents. I want to talk about how John Kerry and Ralph Nader are meeting with each other. I don't know if that's going to change very much of the equation. I mean, we have a lot of things to discuss today. Here it is. The Board of Regents approved a contract extension and a larger compensation package for Gary Barnett in 2002. The Regents agreed to increase Barnett's base salary by 10% to... Are you ready for this? Do you know what his base salary is? You want to guess? What do you think his base salary is? Base. Close. Jordan held up two fingers. $180,350. So let's call it $180,000. Increases Nike contract and TV radio promotional earnings from $365 to $665 a year. So he is making almost $1 million a year. Extend his contract from his current expiration date of January 1, 2006 to July 31st of 2007. So he has 3 more years on the contract, 3 years and change, and replace all supplemental performance incentives with a single retention incentive of $2 million payable on completion of the first 5-year term of his contract. So I don't know what the incentives are, what he has to satisfy in order to get that $2 million. He will also be paid a percentage of the annual interest, estimated $18,000 a year, generated by that incentive amount. There was only one board member who voted against this move, and that was Regent Jim Martin, who now I think looks prescient. While Martin noted that he has yet most confidence in the character of Gary Barnett, he said his dissenting vote was designed to send a strong message and take a stand against a system that does not properly reward the student athletes for their contributions to college football. So you've got Gary Barnett making a lot of money. He's making, looks to me, by just a cursory reading of this, in the 7 figures. Depending on whether he gets his performance, whether he satisfies the whatever it takes to get the performance incentive of $2 million, payable on completion of the 5-year term of his contract. He may not get that after. I don't know what the terms are. See, I have not seen his contract. And maybe that's public information. I don't know, but I've not seen the terms of his contract. 303-382-1150. So you have... Rudolph Giuliani acknowledging the mistakes made in 9/11. You have the Regents and the CU poobahs saying mistakes were made at CU. Time to move on. Mistakes were made. The Post is calling for Dick Tharp to resign, get out of there, leave, or maybe be fired. It's time for him to go. However they do it, he's got to go. Because the report details one failure after another. No follow-through. People not doing the jobs that they were supposed to do. Not much in the way of oversight. 303-382-1150, and these guys are getting 7 figures for doing not enough. 303-382-1150. Front page of today's New York Times. The Army officials in Iraq responded late last year to a Red Cross report of abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison by trying to curtail the international agency's spot inspections of the prison. So, in other words, they tried to keep the Red Cross out of the prison. That was their way of dealing with the prison abuses. And it turns out that the abuses at the Iraqi prison sort of mirror the abuses that we see in the prisons in this country. We have more people incarcerated as a nation than any other on earth. In fact, it's possible that we have more people incarcerated than everybody combined, than all the other countries combined, or all, at least all the Western countries combined. I don't know. It's a very, it's a huge industry. You have to ask yourself, in a country that's supposed to be a democracy, in a country as free as ours, how is it that so many people are incarcerated? And the question that I haven't heard anybody much ask either is in the beheading of Nicholas Berg. Did you hear any apologies from the Arab world? Did you hear any, I'm sorry, so sorry? I'm sorry, sorry, so sorry, just like Bush did when he apologized for the abuses? Did we hear any apologies from the Arab world at all, from the Muslim community, from American Muslims? If there were apologies, I am not very much aware of them. Are you aware of any? Remember that Nick Berg was beheaded. And I don't recall that there were any kinds of apologies from the Arab world or from the Muslim world. 303-382-1150. And here you have Paul Krugman talking about Dickie. He calls him a stock character in a 19th century fiction, the wastrel son who runs up gambling debts in the belief that his wealthy family, concerned for its prestige, will have no choice but to pay off his creditors. Somebody did a story about the Bush boys, and all of them have been terrible business people. All of them have been trading on the family name. All of them have been trading on family support, and they start these dopey deals. They usually go bust, and then some other family friend rescues them with another dopey deal until they go bust again. And this is most of the Bush clan has been this way. And I saw a piece about Dickie talking about how he started drinking at 16 and gave it up at 41. Now, I'm going to ask you how much brain damage that does to somebody. We know that your brain patterns are altered if you do a lot of drugs like you-know-who at the Walmart across the way. But how much is your brain altered if you've been drinking from the age of 16 and you finally give it up at 41? And I mean seriously drinking. Does anybody have any statistics about this? So here are the Bush boys. None of them have been successes in anything. And I wonder if anybody wants to address our last caller in the last hour, Josh, who just started listening to my program and who's a borderline Republican, and who is 21 years old. This is the first election he's going to vote in, first presidential election. And he thinks he should maybe go fight in Iraq because he thinks he could defend our freedom there. And he thinks that Kerry, well, he came back from Vietnam and he dissed Vietnam, and so he doesn't think he can bring himself to vote for Kerry. And I'm not sure exactly why he thinks he wants to vote for Dickie. Why he thinks that's really a good idea. 303-382-1150. What would you say to Josh? What would you counsel him to do before he signs up for the National Guard or for the military and goes immediately to Iraq where he thinks he can defend freedom? Why would that not be a really good idea to do right now? Are you really defending freedom if you're in Iraq in the military? Would you be defending freedom? Could you be defending freedom in some other more valuable way? Could you be defending us against the war on terror in some other more valuable way? If you were the president, how would you defend against the war on terror? Maybe we should be concentrating on Al-Qaeda. Would that be good? Or do we just say, well, mistakes were made? I didn't know they were going to come after us on 9/11. And in today's New York Times, the White House is trumpeting programs that it tried to gut. Like many, for example, the Justice Department officials recently announced that they were awarding $47 million to scores of local law enforcement agencies for the hiring of police officers. Dickie has just proposed cutting the budget for the program known as Community-Oriented Policing Services by 87%. They also wanted to cut student loans. Let's see. Oh, this is a health insurance. Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, announced that the administration was awarding $11.7 million in grants to help 30 states plan and provide coverage for people without health insurance. Dickey had proposed ending the program in each of the last 3 years. So suddenly they're hauling out all this stuff because they're in trouble and because there's an election going on. 303-382-1150. And what I want to say about this is that there's never been any policy in this White House. The only policy is whatever will get them reelected. That's the only policy, and you can't let it happen. Let's go to the phones. Rex in Longmont. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Rex.
Josh. What I was thinking was the top scientist for Tony Blair in England stated that Bush's policies towards global warming is more of a threat to more people in the on the planet than all the terrorists on the in the world.
That's true.
So, I mean, why would you say so?
You hear a young guy who is 21 years old who's been listening to too much conservative talk radio, which can make anybody as crazy as drinking from the age of 16 to 41. Or doing as much OxyContin as you know who. Probably being a conservative is what caused you know who to do as much OxyContin as he has.
Right.
And he thinks that he's going to be Rambo, and he's going to go to Iraq.
If he's bloodthirsty, he's going to wind up like that football player too. So I mean, he's not going to do anybody any good by going over to Iraq.
No, he's going to do his family and himself the most good by getting the best education he can get,
by serving
his community in some more productive way, I think.
Yeah, he won't do anybody any good going to Iraq. He'll do more people good by voting for Kerry, voting Democrat, and staying with that line. Thanks a lot, Enid.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Rex. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Your car, $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular leather or do you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
6 o'clock in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours.
AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
I saw her. I finally saw her. For years, everyone kept telling me she's brilliant. She's magnificent. She can do anything. But I never saw her. They kept saying, she's amazing. You have to see her. Then it happened. I saw her myself, and they were right. I am magnificent. I am brilliant. I am amazing.
The Women's College at the University of Denver gives working women like you the opportunity to reinvent your career and follow your dreams. You can earn a full DU degree by taking classes every other weekend from DU professors at our new state-of-the-art Chambers Center. Call 303-871-6848 to fulfill your dreams in a true university setting, or visit womenscollege.du.edu.
Our enhanced financial aid packages make a DU education more affordable than ever. Call 303-871-6848 for a free registration packet.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window & Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window & Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window & Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window & Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window & Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window & Door.
Come to Cost Plus World Market and find Columbia Crest Grand Estate Chardonnay for just $8.99. And Goat's Do Rome Red for just $7.99 at the Cherry Creek store only. Drink responsibly.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts offering Botox and Restylane. Style Matters entertains you each week with the latest in fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Listen to Style Matters each Saturday from 10 to noon, sponsored by Denver Skin Aesthetics, Denver skincare experts.
know you're busy running your lives. That's why we'll keep up with what the government is trying to do to you.
What's going on here?
Denver's new generation of talk radio. AM 1150, KNRC.
KNRC 1150.
Clear up the confusion of liberal media bias.
This is a matter of life and death.
Listen to Jimmy Lakey, your new conservative watchdog. Mornings exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:23 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. If you've never called a talk radio show before, consider doing it. You could potentially affect the dialogue. You certainly will be heard. You might have a vibrant discussion out of it, or who knows. 303-382-1150 could be a complete bore, but I encourage you, I concur. And if you're nervous, that's all right. That's part of the territory, so don't let that get in your way. And it's virtually a free phone call for most of you. We're talking about a potpourri of things. We're talking about the failure of leadership, and I don't care where you look. You see it. You're seeing it in this administration. You're seeing it at 9/11 in the testimony before the 9/11 Commission. You are seeing it at CU. You're seeing it with the fallen girder. I mean, where are we doing things that are right? And one of the other stories that we've been following as well is the Bishop of Colorado Springs who had the nerve. And here are the, you know what, the church clergy are. The Catholic clergy right now are still trying to clean up their reputations from the horrible sexual abuse scandals. And here comes the Bishop of Colorado Springs riding in on his, on an old beater or something, thinking that he can divert the attention or I don't know what. He's got blinkers on is all I can think of. That if you have voted for a politician who supports abortion rights or stem cell research or, a number of other things, you cannot receive communion. And one prominent donor says he's going to withhold his $100,000 pledge. Others are doubling their contributions. But I think that if people withhold their pledges to the Colorado Springs, to the Diocese of Colorado Springs, I don't know. It depends on how you feel about it, I guess. I just think that that bishop was way out of line because where was the church? Position on the death penalty is that they're against it, but he didn't list that. So clearly what he's doing here is political, and he's pretending that it's not political. And he's trying to steer voters into the arms of Coors and not Salazar, essentially. Because the litmus test is whether or not you're pro-choice. 303-382-1150. So if you're Catholic, are you going to restrict your donations, or are you going to give twice as much now? On the basis of Chaput's statements and on the basis of Bishop Sheridan's letter. Also, I was intrigued to see in today's Denver Post, Kyle Wagner reviewed the restaurant, the old spaghetti factory upon which we are perched. And she gave it about almost the worst rating you can get, which comes as no surprise to many of us, because I always call it the Grease Palace. They give you a lot of food and it's cheap, but you know, if you can eat it, God bless you. I hope they're not. Are they a client by any chance? I hope they're not a client. Anyway, the old spaghetti factory, she gave it a star and a half, which is to me, I think in the world of restaurant review, it's like being barely on life support. So they have a lot of kids there, and her review at the very end was hilarious. Wait a minute. She said, she said the sauces tasted thin and watery. And the cheese-deprived Alfredo, she's one term she used, the best, the fettuccine Alfredo or whatever, the Alfredo sauce. And they call it the rich meat sauce, but rich is their word, she says, not mine, since the reality was more like ground beef flavored with tomato sauce. And then she said that sometimes the servers, she said, despite the fact that the old spaghetti factory caters to groups, whenever we had more than four people in our party, the servers struggled to remember things, sometimes disappeared for long periods of time, long enough for people to need more water or forgotten utensils. We were ready to give up on the place, but then along came the Balloon Man, an entertainer who earned the title and the respect of every parent there, Kyle Wagner writes. He was jolly and self-deprecating. He called the kids dimple snort and giggles and made them laugh, even a teenage boy. He crafted amazingly elaborate clowns and animals out of up to 12 balloons apiece, including a great parrot and a pirate hat and a Viking getup, and he did it all for tips. It's too bad, Kyle Wagner writes. He couldn't do the cooking, too. Ooh! Ooh, ooh, take that knife out of the heart of the old spaghetti factory. 303-382-1150. Mike, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I would like to tell Josh that he should look at the job Bush has done. He's taken the biggest surplus in history, turned it into the biggest deficit in history, and lost 3 million jobs in the process, which is hard to do when you're stimulating the economy that much. His environmental record...
I think he was stimulating himself and thought he was stimulating the economy.
Well, no, he gave the money to rich people who don't spend it. That's the only way...
Well, but he said they were going to spend it, even though Warren Buffett said, you know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but we don't spend it.
No.
And
are you one of them, Mike?
Yeah, kind of. But
okay.
I'm a Democrat.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And I haven't spent it. I can tell you that.
How much of a tax break did you get? Do you think?
Oh, probably 25.
Okay.
1,000.
Okay, that's all right.
His environmental record is a joke.
You're going to spend that. You know what? You're going to spend that on milk. For a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas, and sometimes, maybe, you know, some people are going to start drinking the gas because it's cheaper than the milk.
That's true. That's true.
But don't try this at home, whatever you do. Yes?
Well, I mean, okay, let's go down the list. His record on the environment is deplorable.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed to be a uniter, not a divider, but mm-hmm. the country is more divided than ever.
Right.
He's alienated the rest of the world entirely against us. Energy prices are up. Natural gas and gasoline. Iraq is a disaster. He hadn't caught bin Laden. Done nothing with global warming. And our trade deficit is worse than it's ever been. So Josh has got to think, if you're going to vote for Bush, is there anything he's done right? As far as I can tell, nothing. He's
well, the
nothing
only
right.
The one thing that I think he's done right is that they've been brilliant in their public relations. They've been brilliant in spinning his meager accomplishments. They've made it look like what it isn't, and even that's beginning to collapse now.
It is. And I guess, to be fair, I give him credit. I did approve of his invasion of Afghanistan, but then they botched it.
They botched it.
Right.
What haven't they botched would be the shorter list. They have botched everything.
I know. They're incompetent. And they ought to be thrown out for being incompetent, if nothing else, if not for their...
But the question remains, why don't people see it, and why aren't people more outraged by the level of incompetence and the level of arrogance that usually accompanies this much incompetence?
Well, I know a lot of Republicans, and I think a lot of them are not going to vote for Bush. They know he's...
But the question is, can they bring themselves to vote for Kerry?
I think a lot of them will stay home. That's what I think will happen.
They won't vote for anybody.
I think so. But that's just as good. If we can keep it 5% of...
Well, I don't know if it's just as good. I don't know if that's going to be enough for Kerry, because you also have to factor in Ralph Nader.
Well, that's true. I'm just hoping he'll just drop out. That's my hope.
I don't know if he's going to do it. He didn't drop out last time.
I know he didn't. I know. I wish he would, because he's always been a personal hero of mine. But I'm very angry with him at the moment.
Well, a lot of Democrats are. Mike, I thank you for the call. You've elucidated it beautifully.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150. So these are if you were counseling Josh, who's 21 years old, he says he's a borderline Republican, which to me sounds like borderline personality disorder in some cases. He thinks he's considering the possibility of going to Iraq because he would be defending freedom. What would you say to him? Mike put it beautifully. And on the cover of this week's Time magazine, it says, moment of truth. Does a president know? Oh, I misread that. Does the president who led us into Iraq know how to lead us out? That's a question. George W. Bush's reelection hinges on the answer. I thought that was really cutting to the chase. Does the president who led us into Iraq know how to lead us out? Does he? What do you think? 303-382-1150. And then you have the Borowitz Report. U.S. to leave Iraq June 30. Return July 1. Bush announces Operation Iraqi Refreedom. In his weekly radio address, President George W. Dickey Bush announced that if the new Iraqi government asks the U.S. to leave Iraq on June 30th, it will do so, but added that it will return to Iraq on July 1, one day later. Mr. Bush expressed his hope that the U.S.'s one-day absence from Iraq would stir nostalgia for the coalition troops and cause a public groundswell of support for their reoccupation of the country. Calling the U.S.'s planned July 1 reinvasion of Iraq Operation Iraqi Refreedom, Mr. Bush said the troops' return to the Middle Eastern nation would give the Iraqi people a unique chance to get it right this time. Last time we invaded, we were not greeted with flowers, Mr. Bush said. There are operators standing by at 1-800-FLOWERS, even as I speak. The president also revealed that U.S. forces were currently re-erecting a statue of Saddam Hussein to be retoppled upon their July 1 return. In other developments in Iraq, Mr. Bush announced that as a goodwill gesture, the U.S. would close Abu Ghraib prison and reopen it as a Walmart. The president pointed out that the prison was an ideal candidate for such a conversion since it already had all the facilities necessary to lock in its employees at night, as well as an extensive ladies' underwear department. Mr. Bush concluded his radio address by confirming that he had asked Congress for $25 billion for Iraq and a books-on-tape version of the Geneva Conventions. That is the Borowitz Report. So the question is, does the president who led us into Iraq know how to get us out of it? Lead us out. Does he know how to do that? And all these programs that he was against, suddenly they're dispersing money for them left and right because it's an election year. He wanted to cut money for community policing. He wanted to cut money for states to provide health coverage for people who don't have health insurance. The administration was also going to now provide money to states so that they could buy defibrillators to save the lives of heart attack victims, when in fact the president wanted to gut that program. So here is an election year, and the Washington Post is reporting that privately they feel like they're failing with the war, and they know they're in trouble. And the question is, what are they going to do about it? And what are they going to pull out of their hat in order to get you to vote for them? 303-382-1150. If you are a Republican who can't bring yourself to vote for Bush, who are you going to vote for president? Are you going to sit it out? Are you going to do a protest vote for Nader, which is effectively a vote for Bush? Are you going to hold your nose and vote for John Kerry? I'm looking at his ads, and I think they're very good. I think the ads that are running now for John Kerry are excellent. And maybe he was smarter than the rest of us. Maybe he was smart to lay low and let everybody fight, you know, let me hold your coat so that you and him can fight, kind of a thing. It's said about him that when he starts out campaigning, he's always wooden and people tear their hair out, and by the end of it, he's right there and he wins. So I don't know. I hope that's his M.O. 303-321-1150. Mario in Denver. Hi. You're live with Enid. Welcome, first-time caller, and we have something for you. Hi, Mario.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Welcome to the show.
Oh, God, I'm working right here. Anyways, I just want to make a quick comment about the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
The most corrupted institution in the history of the human race, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for them to come up and say, well, you know, anybody who supports to abortion should not be admitted into the church or being, you know, do you know what I mean?
Right.
You can't
take communion if you vote for a politician who supports abortion rights, stem cell research, and other things.
Yeah.
Mario, are you Catholic?
I'm Hispanic. One of the reasons there's so much corruption in Latin America, which is 92% Catholic,
mm-hmm.
is because of the Catholic Church. When you see the Catholic Church, let me just give you an example. In Mexico, in the 1800s, the Church owned about 50% of all the properties in back then, and the corruption is amazing. If you want to read a good book, read the House of Medici.
Okay.
Where it talks about Pope Leo the Tenth and Pope Clement.
Well, we don't even have to go to the 1800s. I mean, look at the sexual abuse scandal. The priests involved, there were so many of them. It seemed like it was like recruiting. it was almost like they had a...
Yeah, it's ridiculous, Enid. And I really love your show.
Oh, thank you. How'd you find out about our show?
Just cruising down the stations and just listening to it.
How long have you been listening, do you think?
About 7 months, 8 months.
Oh, thank you, Mario. So this is the first time you called?
Yes, it's the first time. But, you know, sometimes I don't want to call, but this time I just needed to point it out, the corruption in the Catholic Church. And why don't they do that, like you said, for the death penalty? Why don't they do it for the Republicans, too? Like, okay, if you vote for the death penalty, you're not okay, we're not going to allow you into the church.
Well,
you know,
well, yeah, you can't take communion. All right, now what are you going to do? Are you still a practicing Catholic? Are you going to give them any money? Are you going to withhold your contributions? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not a big contributor, but, you know, every Sunday, once or twice a month, they pass the basket and I put my contributions in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's as much as far as I go.
Okay.
And one thing, can I point out something really quick?
Yes.
About President Bush, the hypocrisy that he talks about, freedom and blah, blah,
I like
blah,
that,
blah.
President Bush. We should call him that. Yes, what about that?
Talk about, excuse my accent.
No, I like that. I think it's a very, Dickie Butch. That would be good. Uh-huh, okay.
Excuse my accent anyways, because I'm working here and I'm busy. Anyway, the hypocrisy when he talks about democracy, and then he goes to the Middle East and he gets involved with people like Musharraf from Pakistan, one of the most brutal dictators in Pakistan, you know? And why is he making deals with somebody like that if he's preaching democracy, the hypocrisy?
Well, hypocrisy, democracy. Okay, well, and the question is, too, is given that 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis, how come there's not more pressure on Saudi Arabia? We need Pakistan's help as part of the equation, but Pakistan has also been one of the most prolific fomenters of terrorism. Mario, you ask excellent questions, and I'm delighted you're listening.
One more thing? Never mind. I forgot about it. Oh, well, thank you so much. I'll call you some other time.
All right. Call me another time, Mariana. Thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly sunny and 78 degrees now. The CU Board of Regents has accepted the final report of the investigative panel. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Eastbound lanes of 120th Avenue are closed at Sheridan Boulevard because of a serious injury accident that's going to take some time to investigate it. Detours are in place. Sheridan Boulevard itself is open, and there will be a lot of slowing in that general area. Again, eastbound 120th closed at Sheridan because of a serious accident. Freeway traffic, by and large, moving along in good shape. A little bit of slowing southbound I-25 around Dry Creek Road because of an accident. Monaco and Hamden, watch for the remnants of a minor collision there. Go to Subway today. Get your coupon for a Six Flags Elitch Gardens adult ticket for the same price as a kid's ticket. It's a $16 savings. Eat fresh at Subway and go play at Six Flags Elitch Gardens. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The CU Board of Regents met behind closed doors with the CU investigative panel this morning. The report from the panel has now been handed over to CU President Betsy Hoffman. She says she'll have a list of preliminary recommendations to the Regents by the end of the month. That will include her decision on what should happen to football coach Gary Barnett. This report brought to you by AutoZone. Six people were injured in an accident between an ambulance and a car this afternoon. Police say the ambulance was responding to an emergency call when it crashed into another vehicle at the intersection of Havana and Exposition. At least four of the injuries are said to be minor. No word on the other two. So far, investigators aren't saying how that accident happened. The man who's accused of stealing several puppies and setting them on fire earlier this year is scheduled to be in front of a judge in Jefferson County today for a continuation of his preliminary hearing. 19-year-old Ryan Tatura is charged with 10 felony counts, including arson and animal cruelty. Get to AutoZone this weekend for your free 5-point safety inspection. They'll check your battery, lights, and more. Make sure your car is safe and ready for the road ahead, only at AutoZone. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:41.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC. Your car. $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular letter or you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
6:00 in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours until 3:00.
AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street, and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors.
Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Madams and Mayhem on Market Street is running only for a short time, so buy tickets now by calling 303-297-9600. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly sunny skies for us this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight with the overnight temperature into the upper 40s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance of some afternoon thunderstorms. We'll top out in the mid-70s tomorrow, mostly sunny and 78 now. KNRC News Time is 1:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one die from our dice collection. Roll a two and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a six and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy, you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack DeMesterton, Desi Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk. Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. It's a gorgeous day out today. It's beautiful, and our troops have fired on an Iraqi wedding party because they thought they were insurgents. So, what is there to say about that? We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about the failure of leadership at a lot of different levels, whether it's at CU, whether it's in Washington. The regime, the administration, is very frightened right now that they might that their policy in Iraq is failing, and they are scared about their prospects for the election. But a lot can happen between now and November. Is Kerry doing the right thing? And what would the message be for somebody like our caller, Josh, who's 21 years old? He's going to be voting for the first time in the presidential election. He's calling himself borderline Republican. He's contemplating the possibility of going to Iraq to fight. What would you tell him? 303-332-1150. Rob on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'd tell Josh that I'd like to thank him for at least contemplating it and offering to protect my daughter from growing up in a country that could turn into a place like Israel in one generation. I've had a chance to spend some time with the guys over there, and they're a good group of people. You'll have good values. You'll learn some valuable things for the rest of your life, and it'll be a good time for you.
Yeah, but why are we there?
Why are we in Iraq? No more 9/11s.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? What was the relationship between Iraq and 9/11, Rob?
Who said there was one?
Well, the administration tried to pretend that there was one, but they've also admitted
that the administration said there was one.
They
need a quote.
There are quotes in which they try to elide the two together, and they have finally come out to say that there is no relationship between 9/11 and Iraq. And so if there isn't, what
do we... Well, nobody ever said there was.
Yes, they did. They try to convey that impression.
Like
go back over and look. Rob, darling, go back over and look at the quotes. There are a lot of places where they were very clever, and they would talk about Iraq, and they would talk about 9/11, and they wouldn't exactly put the two together, but the impression they wanted to create was that Iraq had something to do with 9/11. So if you and I are both on the same page and Iraq and 9/11 had nothing whatever to do with each other, then I'm going to ask you the question again. Why are we in Iraq? Why are we in Iraq?
No more 9/11s. I've already answered your question.
What does that have to do? If Iraq and 9/11 had nothing to do with each other, how is it that there's going to be no more 9/11s if
we're
in Iraq?
Why would you wait for Iraq to become a threat?
After everybody in case they ever become threats? Why don't we go after everybody that could become a threat?
I think that's in the
Pakistan. Way. Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, the hijackers, 15 of the 19, were Saudis. Why didn't we right away go after Saudi Arabia?
Probably because they're letting us use military bases in their countries.
Oh, so you said no more 9/11. You just told me no more 9/11, but maybe it could come from Saudi Arabia. Well, why didn't we go after Pakistan then? Since they foment most of the terrorism, why don't we go after Pakistan?
I don't see anybody in the Saudi Arabian government threatening us with a 9/11 type attack.
But wait a minute, I'm going to tell you, and maybe you haven't read a newspaper lately, I'm going to tell you that the 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi. Can we agree on
None
that?
None of them in the government.
But then the government has been feeding money to the Wahhabi clerics who foment exactly the kind of radical fundamental Islam that resulted in 9/11, and it's payoff money so that they don't topple the royal family. Are you not aware of that?
In Saudi Arabia.
What? Are you not aware of that?
Are you not aware of the...
I'm asking you the question. You said nobody in the government had anything to do with terrorism, and I'm telling you that the government has been supporting Osama bin Laden, and they have been supporting a lot of terrorists through Muslim clerics and other more direct ways. Are you not aware that that is the case?
You said if Saudi Arabia supports Osama bin Laden, why is he exiled from their country? Why was he?
He's paid because he's being paid not. He's being paid not to come back, and he's being paid by various princes in the government. Have you not been reading?
Sure.
Oh, see, you know, here's the story. You call up, you absolutely don't know what you're talking about, and the best you can do is a sure. Please, 303, arm yourself with some information before you call this show. 303-382-1150. Travis, first-time caller, Colorado Springs. Welcome to Enid Live. And we have something for you.
I don't even know what that is, but okay. To be honest, I'm...
Travis, that's a kiss.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. This is really, really... remarkable to hear, to be honest. And, you know, I've listened to your show off and on, flipping from station to station. I try to stay and listen to the views and to hear both sides, but the minute I get the picture of a tapestry rug, you know, you with a brown leather tasseled vest with a headband and a flower sitting Indian style in front of a hookah pipe, I gotta change the channel. Honestly, I agree with what you said. Some of your other callers, they need to be a little bit more prepared. I think you and the other gentleman that started talking about the Catholic Church, I think you hit a really good point about, you know, what about Pakistan? What about Saudi Arabia? Why are we in Iraq?
For somebody to call up and assert that there will be no more 9/11s when, in fact, we are extremely vulnerable here, and the administration is saying expect some kind of attack in a few months, which you wonder if they have anything to do with or not, in order to sway a presidential election. I hate to sound that cynical, and I hope I'm wrong about that. To say no more 9/11s and that's why we're in Iraq is a preposterous statement and made by somebody who has an IQ in a single digit.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that I would say, and here's the deal, I'm definitely supporting my president, I'm supporting my troops, I'm supporting my country, and I believe that an assertive action on our part as the United States after 9/11 was absolutely necessary.
I agree with you, Travis, okay, but it should have been asserted toward the people who did us the terror, and that would have been in Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. What are we doing in Iraq?
Now, and you are obviously extremely well-spoken and extremely intelligent. I can get that. However, if you cannot see a correlation to a rogue person like Saddam Hussein and Iraq and the condition of the country prior to our
there were no weapons of mass destruction. Travis, let me finish. He was effectively constrained. He was not, at the moment that we went in, any kind of a threat. Had he become a threat, I would have changed my opinion. But he was not then a threat. And what it has done is it has taken our eyes off of Pakistan, that border, Afghanistan. It has been a recruiting magnet for Al-Qaeda. Now, how do you want to justify Iraq?
Let me finish. Okay. First of all, we've not found the mysterious weapons of mass destruction. However, just recently, and it's amazing that in the liberal press, we don't see this on the front cover, but what we have seen is that we haven't found the weapons of mass destruction, but they're starting to be used on us. We had the sarin gas shell that was fired at our troops. Now here's the deal. These things aren't made up.
And you're going to vote for Bush. Why?
No, bear with me.
Why are you going to vote for Bush? Just give me because we don't have much time here. Tell me why you're going to vote for Bush.
Well, you want somebody to call who has points and information and intelligence, and then we don't have much time for that?
This is radio. You should have called a little bit sooner, but tell me why you want to vote for Bush.
I will vote for Bush one more time because I feel with all of the negative press and all the things that have happened, I think that the guy deserves one chance from me and my vote.
But what has he done right, Travis? What has he done right?
What he has done right is he's trying to stabilize the Middle East. He is spreading the word of democracy. 80% of all Iraqis in Iraq are seeing that. We're just not seeing it in our liberal press.
It's falling apart in Iraq. If you've been reading, and you're not trusting the news reports and you're calling it the liberal press, but Travis, where is the liberal press? There is no liberal press.
Well, why aren't we talking about the weapons of mass destruction that are being used on our troops right now?
What weapons of mass destruction did they find in Iraq? They found one sarin gas shell that I think they hauled out because things were unraveling so badly in Iraq. That's all they found. There have no weapons. This is not worth the loss of lives of 700 people and thousands maimed.
Well, what about the 3,000 people in the World Trade Centers? Listen, what you're saying...
But Iraq had nothing to do with the World Trade Center, Travis. It has, even the administration has agreed that it had nothing to do with the World Trade Center. But Saudi Arabia did, and Pakistan may have had some role in it. And why aren't we going after those countries? What? There is no connection.
Mass destruction. A week ago, you would have said there are no WMDs. Even though Saddam previously had used them on his own people.
Travis,
so
you have not made... listen, I'm delighted that you're listening to this show, and I'm delighted that you... I'm delighted that you're yakking away here and making virtually no sense. And I hope you will call us again at a time when we can really thrash it out. But nothing you say makes any sense at all. A liberal press, if it's unraveling in Iraq, it's because a liberal press is reporting not the truth, that really 80% of the Iraqis love us. I mean... What you're saying is preposterous, and you've not given us one single reason why we should vote for Bush. What he has really accomplished. You want to give him one more chance? Fine. 4 more years, you won't have a country left. But I thank you for the call. I hope you call us again. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You know, my eyeballs are rolling around in the tops of their sockets. What would you have said to Travis and the previous caller about their, why they want to continue this regime? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
From the caucuses to the presidential election,
every vote counts.
We've got it covered. Your number one source for election 2004 information. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Get maximum strength checking from Bank One. Free one checking with direct deposit, online bill pay, email alerts, over 4,500 ATMs. Only at Bank One.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Remember 1991? We had less than 100 TV channels, supermodels strutted down runways, and a hardworking man named Hunt bought a new pickup truck. Today, even after 97,000 miles, Hunt's pickup is still going strong. See, Hunt uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Hunt can ride his pickup for the years and TV channels ahead.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
It's great to be camping, Raymond, and such a beautiful night. I love nature.
Except when it stops.
You're constipated?
Oh, Rain.
Here, try Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews.
They taste great.
Unlike many overnight laxatives, Phillips Chocolate Cream Chews are stimulant-free. They work more naturally with your body for comfortable, cramp-free relief. Feeling better this morning, Raymond?
You better believe it.
Phillips, comfortable, cramp-free relief.
Still taking Claritin? Join the millions of allergy sufferers who've discovered non-drowsy Allivert. Quick-dissolving Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. Wow, that's fast. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, wherever you are. Try non-drowsy 24-hour relief, even Claritin can't beat, without a prescription. Quick-dissolving Allivert. Allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are.
While Rush is telling you just what he thinks, Enid Goldstein will find out what you think. What you think. Hear the Rush Alternative. Weekdays at noon on AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150, KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
159 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Lucky you, one more hour of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC, where you will be heard. We try, even however dopey the argument is. You could affect the dialogue, but I don't think you're going to get anyone to vote for Dickie, but maybe you will. I don't know. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. General John Abizade tells a Senate panel looking into the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal he'll get to the bottom of it and fix the problems that caused it.
I think there are failures in people doing their duty. There are failures in systems. And we should have known and we should have uncovered it and taken action before it got to the point that it got to.
An Army specialist has been sentenced to a year in prison for his role in the abuse. More military trials are coming. U.S. commanders say they're looking into claims that at least 40 members of a wedding party were killed in an assault by American aircraft in western Iraq. Some Iraqis say there was celebratory gunfire before the U.S. attack. And a meeting of the minds in Washington, D.C., as two presidential hopefuls get together to look for common ground. John Kerry and Ralph Nader both say it's important to defeat President Bush. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
Hey, son, how's it going?
Pretty good, I guess.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound so good. What's wrong?
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I was looking forward to 3 days off.
Yeah?
But my manager just called, and he wants me to work on Monday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So while you enjoy your day off, I'll be bagging groceries at the store.
Well, son, we can still have fun.
How?
Well, I'm gonna grill some great-tasting steaks, right?
Yeah.
So, I'll come to the store. I'll get some Kingsford charcoal, and you can bag my groceries! Yes, that's it. It'll be fun.
Memorial Day is here, and it's time to break out the barbecue. So grab a bag of Kingsford charcoal and head for the backyard. You'll get the great flavor of Kingsford charcoal, and you'll get the summer started right, which will make any day a day to remember. Kingsford, because taste is everything.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 79 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. CU President Betsy Hoffman has officially received the report of the panel that investigated the school's recruiting program. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Eastbound lanes of 120th Avenue at Sheridan still closed, will be for quite some time while authorities investigate what is turning out to be a very serious accident there. Detours are in place. Everything on the freeway system moving along in very, very good shape. No accidents or stalls to get in your way. And for the most part, traffic moving along at posted speeds. A little bit of slowing north and south on I-25 through T-Rex, but that's not too unusual. Get to AutoZone this weekend for your free 5-point safety inspection. They'll check your battery, lights, and more. Make sure your car is safe and ready for the road ahead only at AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The University of Colorado Board of Regents met this morning with the commission that investigated the recruiting program at the school. Following the meeting, most of the regents expressed their support for CU President Betsy Hoffman, who has now officially received the report. Investigating panel member Jacqueline St. John says after the meeting with the regents, she questions whether they are taking the report seriously.
I think it's going to take enormous courage from the top of this institution to make the kind of changes that we're talking about. And I don't know whether the Board of Regents has the will to make that kind of change.
President Hoffman says she'll review the report and will have recommendations for the regents by the end of the month. Those recommendations will include her thoughts on what should happen with head football coach Gary Barnett. This report brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. The Southern Poverty Law Center has released a report that says Colorado is a growing center for hate groups. The report, issued today, noted that there are 7 active hate groups in Colorado, and those groups were responsible for 21 incidents in 2003. Those incidents include leaving swastikas on churches and distributing racist flyers. Other incidents highlighted by the report were racist slurs painted on the doors of interracial couples in Greeley and the letters KKK and All Muslims Must Die painted near a mosque in Greenwood Village. The Southern Poverty Law Center says the National Alliance was the most active in Colorado, leaving what they called racist flyers in 17 locations around the state. 19-year-old Ryan Tutura was scheduled to be in front of a judge in Jefferson County today for the continuation of his preliminary hearing. He's charged with stealing several puppies in February and setting them on fire. Tutura faces 10 felony counts, including theft, animal cruelty, and arson. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is helping with the investigation into Saturday's fatal girder collapse on I-70. A local OSHA representative has been visiting the scene, and later this week, an engineering specialist from Washington, D.C. will arrive. Investigators will be interviewing employees who worked on the girder project. In sports, the Colorado Rockies have won 3 games in a row, and tonight they'll try to extend that streak to 4. Rocks are in Cincinnati to play the second of 3 games against the Reds. Joe Kennedy climbs the hill for the Rockies. Last night, Colorado beat the Reds 8-3. Buying a new vehicle at John Elway is worry-free. Get a low, no-haggle price, a special price match guarantee, and a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee with a John Elway new vehicle. Honest. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KKKNRC. KNRC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC. KNRC.
Take advantage of great low mortgage rates today. Call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package that is custom tailored for your individual needs. A recent customer had this to say.
I got burned by another mortgage company. They made promises that simply didn't follow through. Then I called Western State Mortgage and they consolidated my debt at a much lower rate. And now I'm saving over $800 per month. I should have called Western State Mortgage first.
You too can lower your mortgage payment by literally hundreds of dollars per month. Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad, and if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. Call them at 888-617-5255. That's 888-617-5255. Equal housing lender.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It is going to be very warm this afternoon ahead of an approaching cold front. With sunshine increasing through the day, we'll top out around 83 for the high, 50 for the overnight low. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 74, 82 with sunshine on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150, KNRC.
79 degrees under mostly sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
From AM 1150, KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And I just want to give you a heads up. I'm going to be on Channel 12 twice this weekend, Saturday night at 10. The show is called Drop Frame. It is a it's the fourth episode of what is called the revolutionary new PBS series, showcasing the work of independent filmmakers, including Adbusters. It's probably the only broadcast out in the country where viewers can see pieces by Adbusters and other alternative media sources, and they interviewed me about the FCC. And Sunday night, I'm a guest on Colorado Outspoken. It's a program that really speaks to a gay, lesbian, transsexual, bisexual, transgender, I always get it confused, audience. And I'm a great supporter of the gay community, and probably that's why they invited me to come on the show. And so an interview, and that's at 11 p.m. on Channel 12, Sunday night, May 23rd. So May 22nd and May 23rd. Tomorrow we're going to be joined by Kent Haroff, critically acclaimed novelist. His previous bestseller, Plain Song, is now been followed up by his new book, Eventide, set in Colorado. He also lives in Colorado. He's going to be live with us in studio. And Friday, National Book Award winner Ron Chernow has written a new biography of Alexander Hamilton. The book is number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list, and he is going to be joining us live in studio. So we have a lot of things coming up for you. And also, I don't know if the tickets are sold out yet, but I'll be introducing Bill Maher, I think. And that is June 12th at the Paramount Theater, so I hope I get to see you there. We've been talking a lot about a lot of different things, the failure of leadership, whether it's at CU, the athletic department, the university, whether it's the administration, which is frankly very worried about what's going on in Iraq and its possibilities for re-election, and some of you calling in saying you're patriotic, that if we are in Iraq, it means no more 9/11s. Do you agree with that? 303-382-1150. We won't have any more 9/11s because we are in Iraq. Did Iraq have anything to do with 9/11? That seems to be irrelevant. And how would you counsel somebody like Josh, who's 21 and thinks about going over to fight in Iraq? He thinks he's going to make the universe safe from terrorism by doing so. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC. Richard in Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
First-time caller, welcome, and something for you.
Oh, thank you. I guess my question is, we want to hear everybody's point of views and everyone's opinions, and, you know, you ask specific questions, and, I think it's fair that everyone gets to hear their answers. I think the issue is, this is Travis from before, Enid, and it wasn't cool that you edited.
Just a minute, Travis. You know what? You lied to get back on, and you said that you were Richard, and we have a policy here that you get to only call one time. So, here you are trying to lie, and
you muted me.
You're trying to lie to get back on. Now, tell me what your point is. What's your point? Why did you call? Why did you?
You muted out my answers, and it's not fair. And I don't think that it's honest what you impersonate on the radio.
No, nobody, Richard, nobody muted you. What we did is when everybody's talking at once, we can't hear everybody, so we just pat you down a little bit until you calm down, and then we can get your answer.
That is so convenient. I was calling, and I was interested in your point of view.
But you lied. Richard, you lied. You lied to get on the show because we have a policy that you've been on once. But I'll tell you what, now that you're here, now you're going to tell me why we're in Iraq and why it's really a good thing for us to be in Iraq, even though you've lied your way back on the show. Let's hear it.
Issue, Enid, is I'm even beyond the Iraqi thing. You're saying that...
No, but that's what you said. You said that with Iraq, it's no more 9/11. That's what you said, didn't you?
You disconnected me. You muted
No. Come on. I don't want to have that conversation. You have lied to get on this program, and so I'm going to give you a chance to make your point because you felt you didn't have enough time. So if you want to make your point, fine. If you called up to trash me, you're out of here. So you're going to make it's your decision, Travis.
The listeners needed to know the truth.
Well, what is the truth? Oh, he hung up. You know, we love doing talk radio. It's so intriguing. So for those of you who wondered what it was Travis actually had to say, he called up, he lied to get on the show, and then he hung up on himself. Just at the moment when he was promising us the truth. You make of that what you will. And if you have any opinions on that subject, we are thrilled to have them. 303-382-1150. And if you've never called the show, or if you're in favor of the war in Iraq, or if you think that Josh would be making a great career move to sign up the first, you know, post-haste for the military so that he can serve in Iraq and possibly shoot up an Iraqi wedding party, 40 people, getting him confused with insurgents, you know what? Be my guest. I will let you make the argument. You can make it until the cows come home. I'd be thrilled to hear what you're going to have to say about it. I see that the lines are filling up. 303-382-1150. 303-382. If you've never called a radio talk show before or mine, think about doing it. You will be heard, even if it's contentious, and you could possibly affect the dialogue. All right. Front page story in today's Denver Post. The front page story is brutal interrogation in Iraq. 5 detainees' deaths are probed. Very troubling. Brutal interrogation techniques by U.S. military personnel are being investigated in connection with the deaths of at least 5 Iraqi prisoners in war-zone detention camps. Pentagon documents obtained by the Denver Post show the deaths include the killing in November of a high-level Iraqi general who was shoved into a sleeping bag and suffocated, according to the Pentagon report. The documents contradict an earlier Defense Department statement that said the general died of natural causes during an interrogation. Pentagon officials declined to comment on this new disclosure. Another Iraqi military officer record show was asphyxiated after being gagged, his hands tied to the top of his cell door. Another detainee died while undergoing stress technique interrogation involving smothering with chest compressions, according to the documents. 5 deaths like this. Now, this happened in Iraq. But what's also beginning to emerge is here we are, a nation that incarcerates more people than anybody, any other nation on earth. And some of these brutal tactics that are happening in Iraqi prison are also happening in the prisons in this country. There isn't a whole lot of interest in dealing with it, but it isn't only happening in Iraq. 303-382-1150. And also, I want to say congratulations to Senator Lindsey Graham. I didn't like him much. He's a Republican, conservative. He's had a strong military background, and I did not like him much when he was managing the impeachment of President Clinton. But I have to say that he asked extremely pointed questions of Donald Rumsfeld, and I appreciated his what appears to be a kind of his principle and his principledness in the questioning. Very good questions. 303-321-1150. Bob in Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid. Bob? In Boulder? Are you there? Not there? Okay. Let's head over to Mike on a cell. Mike, hi. You're live with Enid.
Yeah. Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I talked to you earlier, a couple days ago, about the election. And, you were talking about those Diebold machines just a couple days ago. And that brings up what I was talking about, because when I was watching that speech that Bush made on the 11th of April, and they asked him that question about what he felt of what he learned about the election. I mean, these stupid cream puff questions. And he's like, he didn't learn anything. But then he said that it would be up to the American people to, decide in the next election. And he had this smirk on his face, like he knew something was up. To me, that
You can't go by that, Mike. He always smirks, so that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, I know, and it's such an annoying habit of his. I swear to God, Enid, I think that these guys would stoop to to levels beyond belief to keep control.
I agree with you that they probably would, and I think that's why you have to keep an eye on e-voting. I think there has to be more mainstream stories about e-voting.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get the word out because I don't trust those Diebold machines at all.
Well, I thank you for calling, and there is a group that's local, and you can meet with them. CFV Californians for Voting Integrity, I think, .org. Try that website and see if you can.
One more time?
I want to say C, F as in Frank, V as in Victor, I, Colorado, Coloradans for Voting Integrity, .org, I think. So go to that website and go to their next meeting. Mike, I thank you. 303-332-1150. Curtis in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Curtis.
How are you today?
I'm perky.
You sound very perky. I am calling to support you, not necessarily to support John Kerry. I'm not a voter, but I definitely feel that I have an opinion as an American anyway.
Curtis, why aren't you a voter? How old are you? Are you older than 21?
Oh, yes.
Why aren't you a voter?
I'm in my mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
Because... frankly, I think that the entire United States system needs to be revamped.
So your solution is to do nothing?
Well,
your solution is to sit back on your couch and criticize it and think that you're holier than thou because therefore you can't get yourself, you can't sell yourself by actually voting for somebody or actually working in some political way to change the system you think needs change?
I don't play games with people, and I will not.
Oh, so you're even more superior, because not only will you not vote, but you won't play games with people.
I will not participate in a corrupt system.
Not even to change it? Then why don't you move to another country, if this is so corrupt a system? This is a great country, don't you think?
Because I'm a paraplegic, and I probably would have moved to another country a long time ago if I wasn't a paraplegic and dependent upon the health system here.
The point I'm making, Curtis, is I appreciate your support, and being a paraplegic can't possibly be easy. But to sit and to diss the system and not to do anything to try to improve it strikes me as a way to do nothing and seem superior in the process.
I understand what you're saying, and I commend you for your involvement in politics, and your radio show is just awesome. I listen to it often.
Well, I thank you.
But at any rate, I simply wanted to say that I think that a lot of these neoconservatives should learn some stuff, particularly on their computer. If they go to the internet and go to truthout.com,
right?
It's a very very honest, truthful site about what is going on, the power plays that are going on politically and such, and also rents.com. I've been on the internet a long time, and I.
But doesn't this make you want to really vote?
Well, my soulmate, I just met my soulmate about 9 months ago, and she may get me to vote.
Well, I'm going to try and move you along in that direction too, because if you're interested enough to consult all these websites and to be interested in the process, then I think you need to even if it's I hate the cliche, voting for the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
You fine tune it. Sometimes you can't do that much to change something right now, so you do what you can do to change it, whether it's politically, whether it's some element in your life, whether it's cleaning up a mess, you clean up a little bit of it, and then maybe tomorrow and maybe a month from now or maybe next year you can clean up more of it, and you have, in that meantime, you have developed a greater skill to figure out your way around whatever the problem is. So that's what I would counsel you.
You are absolutely right, Enid. Thank you very much. You've encouraged me very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling the show. I hope you'll call us again, Curtis.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks. 303-382-1150, Joe in Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid. I just can't believe that people like Travis still use 9/11 as justification for a war against Iraq when it's been proven there was no tie between Iraq and whatever happened on 9/11. And you know, they keep using that as a justification. Oh, we're in Iraq because of 9/11. And as far as destabilization, I think we've done more to destabilize the Middle East than anybody else.
How is it that these people can't see it, that they keep wanting to believe that us
being... They're ideologues. They have one, you know, they... and they call us a liberal press. They listen to the press. You don't get the right news on a regular media. You got to go on the web and you got to search things out.
I want to know where the liberal press is. Where is it?
There is no liberal press. That's been debunked a long time ago.
Well, how come that whenever the news is not good from Iraq, the way they explain it away is to say it's a liberal press, so you can't believe what they're saying?
Well, that's their excuse, you know, but they're just reporting the news.
So how can you have, going back to Travis, our caller, who called twice, the second time under false pretext, and just as he was about to reveal the truth, he got so excited he cut himself off. So let me ask you this question. How would you have dealt with Travis?
I just rebut his arguments. There's no proof that Iraq was behind 9/11. It was all, you know, most of the people in those airplanes were Saudis. We haven't
right.
done anything.
I said all of that.
And how about?
But it makes no impression.
And how about? Did you read where Michael Moore says that somebody in the Bush administration is pressuring Disney not to release his latest Fahrenheit 9/11, his latest movie?
Right.
That kind of dishes.
You know,
Disney
part of it, though, is Michael Moore stepping on the gas because this is the juiciest kind of publicity he can have.
Well, I mean, I think I'd like to see that movie.
I'd like to see it, too. I like Michael Moore's movies.
I do, too.
All right, Joe, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. So some of these neocons who call are conservatives, or people who call themselves conservative but probably aren't. How would you deal with them? 303-382-1150. Bob in Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Yeah. You know what? My question is, if I shouldn't vote for Bush,
mm-hmm.
then why should I vote for John Kerry? And what is his policies on dealing with Iraq? He
well,
has
let's,
made. He,
let's
well,
go,
his
let's
policies.
Go, let's go to Bush first.
Why would you vote for Bush?
I'm
asking you a question. Why should I vote for John Kerry?
Well,
I can't
tell you.
Iraq?
Bob, huh?
What are his policies, and how would he deal with the guy?
Let's forget about John Kerry's policies right now, because I don't know if I can tell you.
You're really good at spinning. I'm asking because
Bob, I want to ask Bob, darling, since it's my show, let me ask you the question because you're the one who brought it up. You said, "Why should I vote for Kerry?" I'm asking you, why would you have voted for Bush? Because you're going to vote for Bush. I know you're going to vote for Bush. But why are you going to vote for Bush is the question.
I was going to. I'm asking you, why should I vote for your boy?
All right, I'll tell you why you should vote for my boy.
What is his policies in Iraq?
Let me tell you why you should vote for John Kerry.
What is his
you should vote for John Kerry. You should vote for John Kerry, number one, because he's not Dickey. And number two, you should vote for him because I don't think he's going to screw up the economy nearly as badly as Dickey did, who took, in an amazing twist of reverse alchemy, he took this immense surplus and turned it into a pile of, you know what? I mean, we're in the historic deficits. And I don't think that he will destabilize. I think he'll actually try to fight a war on terrorism. And right now, as far as I know, his position on Iraq is we need to stay there and we might even need some more troops. And I don't agree with him on that point. But everything that Dickey has done has been a disaster. So anybody who's running against Dickey will not do nearly as bad a job as Dickey has. And so that's one reason that you want to vote for John Kerry.
You always overtalk somebody and then you cut them off. What about the young cleric?
Well, no, wait a minute, Bob. You asked me,
cleric.
Just a minute. You asked me a question, and I answered your question. And then when I answered your question, you dissed me for it. So tell me what your point is, because you clearly called, this isn't 20 questions, you clearly called to make a point.
People to get call. You always say, you know, Republicans or whatever, you know, conservative people.
Yeah.
I'm on the middle. I'm in the middle.
Are you in the middle?
I am in the middle. Because I don't like either side. You say the Walmart across the street, but as far as the people in the middle are concerned, you're the Kmart on the other side of the street. And Kmart's going down. And so I'm asking.
Wait a minute. Who did you vote for in the last... Wait just a minute. You called up, and from the minute you called, you start bitching. Bitch. You didn't want an answer. You just wanted to have a vehicle to call me names and to bitch. So who did you vote for in the last election?
What?
What? Aren't you listening, Bob? Next time when you call, try and listen. 303-382-1150. So was he bitching. He couldn't listen. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150. The moon must be. You know what? The moon must be in doggy poo. That's all I can say. 303-382-1150. You're listening to AM 1150. KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors.
Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Madams and Mayhem on Market Street is running only for a short time, so buy tickets now by calling 303-297-9600. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
Oh, man, this milk smells bad. It tastes funny, too.
Now that's a bad decision. Fortunately, buying a GM-certified used vehicle that's fully reconditioned with a comprehensive limited warranty is always a good decision. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Qualified buyers get 3.9% APR financing on select GM-certified used vehicles from participating Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC dealers. Visit GMCertified.com for details.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett for McDonald Automotive Group. You know, if there's anything people want these days, it's choice. And if you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, you owe yourself a visit to McDonald Automotive Group on Broadway. Here you can find rows upon rows of Volvos, Audis, Volkswagens. In short, the region's largest selection of vehicles from some of the highest-rated pre-owned programs in the country. And that's not just their opinion, or my opinion. That is the independent opinion of IntelliChoice, which evaluates manufactured, sponsored, certified used vehicle programs on things like warranty coverage, special financing, and even roadside assistance. So there you have it, the largest selection of pre-owned Volvos, Audis, and Volkswagens. Why would you go anywhere else, especially if you're in the market for that certified pre-owned vehicle? Stop by McDonald Automotive Group today on Broadway, just south of Orchard. That's 6000 South Broadway. The phone number 303-795-1100. 303-795-1100.
The Denver Film Society is proud to present the Americana Film Series at the Stars Film Center, featuring great Americana films through the summer. Starting with American Graffiti on Thursday, May 20th, award-winning Denver playwright and director Terry Dodd is your host for this Americana film classic. The film starts at 7, and tickets will be available at the Stars Film Center box office for American Graffiti, part of the Americana Film Series from the Denver Film Society.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Blame the soaring price of oil. The Dow had been up over 100 points, but in a late-day reversal, it closed down 31 to 99.38. The Nasdaq also ended much lower than its highs of the day, up just a fraction to 18.98. Earlier in the session, stocks rose after IBM said its growth would outpace the broader technology market. And the high-tech sector had already been doing well, bolstered by strong quarterly results from tech heavyweights HP and Applied Materials. Prosecutors have contacted a unit of Charles Schwab. They're looking for info about possible improper trading in the company's mutual funds. President Bush today rejected Democrats' call to ease high gas prices by tapping the nation's petroleum reserve. He also criticized Congress for failing to pass his energy proposal. And Jack Eckert died today. You may not know him, but you've probably been to one of the Eckert drugstores in the chain he founded more than 50 years ago. He was 91. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next, office supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs powered by highly reliable Intel processors. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase. Everything you need in one place.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor for just $389 after a 10% discount. Monitor not included. Taxes extra. Order select systems today and get up to 20% off and free 3 to 5 day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell.
Enid Goldstein.
Let's see what all the excitement is about.
Middays at noon.
Now, what in the world is wrong with that?
On AM 1150 KNRC.
Yeah! And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC. 2:31 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I don't know what the astrological happenings are right now, but they must be pretty severe because we've had a really group of contentious calls today. But that's all right. You can be calling, be contentious. I'll probably be contentious right back. 303-382-1150. This is one of the free places where where it can happen. Let's go right to the phones. The lines are just about full. There's one line open. Grab it. 303-382-1150. Pete calling from Fort Collins. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid.
Yes.
I've been listening to you for about 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and I love your show. But
thank you
have been beat up today by the right wing. Big time.
Why do you think they dispatched their hit callers who weren't too bright to begin with? I suppose I should have let them talk a little more.
Therein lies the problem. You know, these hit callers that you talk about, they're not too bright to begin with. I mean, just think of the philosophy of the right wing to begin with. I mean, just think of the Sean Hannitys and those kind of people that are so narrow-minded and so close-minded that, unfortunately, you can't argue with them. And you're really spinning your wheels, as intelligent as you are, by trying to argue. I tried to argue with the right wing for, I have friends of mine who are extreme right wing, who are as dopey as they come. And they scare me. Because this is what's happening here. The right wing has definitely taken over the political landscape for this country.
All right, I'm going to take your advice to heart, Pete. I'm going to invite these dopey right wing callers to call up, and I'm just going to listen to them and not comment.
Well, listen to what they say. Well, it's fine to try to comment. I've tried it for years. That doesn't work. I'm a good Democratic Democrat, liberal Democrat, and I'm proud of it. Always have been. But I'll tell you, these people, they're very narrow. They're very one-sided, and you're not going to change their view.
Well, the other thing that I've noticed, too, is a lot of the callers today have been filled with attitude and not too much substance.
Exactly. Just look at the people in the White House. Yesterday they had Wolfowitz before Congress.
Congress beat him up, though, one of the last visits he made.
Well, they tried to beat him up, but the guy is so dopey and dumb himself that he can't see both sides of the story to begin with. But anyway, that's a moot point at this juncture. You just keep doing your thing.
Pete,
you bring some fresh air to Colorado. We need it out here.
Well,
you
I thank you very much. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening.
All right, take care.
Yeah, you too. 303-382-1150. Ron, first time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Hello.
Hi, Ron, welcome.
Thank you. This is the first time I've heard you. I'm almost ready to stop listening to the talk shows. I'm just sick of all the men. It's too bad you're a woman. You should have been a man.
Why? What was wrong with being a woman?
Well, there's nothing wrong with being it, but you got cojones. I love to hear you talk. At least you're not a mouthpiece for Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you very much. You mean like Mr. Oxycontin across the way at the Walmart who is excreting Republican talking points every day?
I'm afraid I got to agree with the last caller. Some of these callers are really kind of stupid.
How did you find us, by the way? Were you just surfing?
Yeah, just surfing around, but I get so sick of some of the stations that I listen to because it's all the men talking about how great Bush and his administration is and what all they're doing. I just don't see it.
No, nor do I. So we agree on that one. Well, I thank you very much for finding us.
Yes, ma'am. You just keep right on talking because I love to hear you talk.
Well, thank you, Ron, and call us again. 303-382-1150. Stan in Denver, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
How are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, I've been listening to you for quite some time, too. I've emailed you several times, but yeah, I agree with most of your views. I mean, and I don't see where these so-called conservative people, I don't see where they're coming off at. I mean, why are they being so defensive about defending George Bush? Well, Junior, I call him Junior.
So. Well, I call him Dickie.
I know, but Junior's better.
The only thing I can think of, and maybe somebody else has a better explanation, the only thing I can think of is it's like falling in love with somebody and not wanting to admit that you made a bad choice.
That's probably a good analogy of it. I mean, the man has taken us down. He's hurting. I mean, he's hurting America.
He's hurting America big time. That's why he's got anybody. It doesn't matter what Kerry's policy is on Iraq. His policy is going to be how we can get out of there as quickly as we possibly can without losing face and without, you know, and by dealing with all the exigencies. That's going to have to be his policy.
Well, my theory is,
and anybody is going to be better than Dickie. So I go with somebody who's going to be better. That's all.
You know, we had Bush for 4 years. We've had the Republican administration.
Yeah, but you had people call.
They're terrible.
They are terrible, but you have people calling him, well, we have to give him another chance.
We can't. We can't give him another chance. You know what? We'll put Kerry in there. We'll give him 4 years. If he doesn't turn things around, if he doesn't say what he'll do, we'll get rid of him, too.
That's right.
That's what it's about.
That's how it works. Stan, I thank you so much for the call. 303-382-1150. Josh in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Couple
callers, you're a first time. You're welcome to welcome. You're a first time caller, aren't you?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A couple callers ago, the guy was praising about how good George W. Bush is and what Kerry's policy is on Iraq. The next president shouldn't theoretically have a policy on Iraq because the UN should have control in 30 days.
Oh, I like that. Well, you know, we're going to give up, as the Borowitz report reports, we're going to give up control on June 30th, but we're going to take it back on July 1st. So.
I mean, it is so nice to hear a friendly voice on the airwaves between three stations, and I was trying to tune into you every day.
Well, what are you even bothering with those other Walmarts for? You ought to just come straight here.
Well, not all day. I had the same views as might have.
Oh, all right. So different day parts. But you come here every day, noon to 3?
Yes, I do.
Josh, thank you very much. You get a frequent flyer award, but we don't know what it is yet.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh, we have those T-shirts. We're going to inventory our T-shirts. We have to give away T-shirts. They're great. I wore one last night, and I got a lot of dirty looks. It's a black T-shirt, and it's got the head of George Bush on it. It says loser, and then all the things he lost, including at the end, lives. Bill in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. First-time caller, and welcome.
Yep.
Yes. Hi, Bill.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I just want to tell you I love your station.
Thank you.
I started listening to you about 3 weeks ago. A buddy recommended you to me. And I just really appreciate what you're doing. And then the guys that are out there giving you so much stuff today, I wish they would sit down and read a little bit and kind of figure out what's really going on.
Well, don't hold your breath waiting for that happy moment.
True.
You'll be turning a shade of purple.
Oh, let me tell you. But I got to tell you, I absolutely love your radio show. I look forward to seeing you Sunday night on television and hope to eventually meet you someday.
Oh, thank you, Bill. But I think if you see me on TV, you're going to want your money back. But thank you. But thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot for the support. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC, the number. And doesn't matter what side of the issue you're on, we'll entertain your call. And if you want to support Dickie, I'm going to lay back and not say anything and let you do it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one.
The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:41, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly sunny and 80 degrees now. The CU investigative report has been formally presented to the school's president. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Westbound 6 approaching Wadsworth, right lane accident. Thought there were injuries involved. Happily, there are none, but traffic is jammed back to Federal Boulevard. Rest of the freeway system starting to show some increase in volume kind of early in the afternoon for the rush hour volume to hit us. Spear on Logan downtown, an accident. 4th and Federal in West Denver, watch for an injury accident. Give your family a high-quality meal with Tyson. Tyson's hickory and fully cooked bacon, slow-smoked with natural hickory wood, so they taste great. Pick up some Tyson bacon tonight. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
CU President Betsy Hoffman says she'll review the final report of the commission that investigated the football recruiting program at the university. By the end of the month, she'll have her recommendations for the Board of Regents, including her recommendation as to the future of football coach Gary Barnett. This report brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. 120th is closed near Sheridan Boulevard due to a serious accident. It'll remain closed through most of the afternoon as well. Police say at least one person is dead following a multi-car accident. Air Life has responded. Motorists being asked to avoid that area as investigators review the scene. We'll have more details as they're released. Good news if you want to visit the country music capital. Denver-based Frontier Airlines will begin service to Nashville next month. Frontier is in a growing phase and has opened routes to several other cities in the not-too-distant past. At the John Elway Service Centers, the job is done right the first time at a competitive price. Plus, they have the right tires at the right price, all in stock now. John Elway Service Centers, they're the experts, honest. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:43.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
But that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly sunny skies for us this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with an overnight temperature in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, some afternoon thunderstorms possible. Partly cloudy skies through the day. We'll top out in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny and 80 now. KNRC News Time is 2:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
WB2. $300 shades or $6 shades. Tonight on WB2 News at 9, Casey Curry puts the hottest sunglass fashions to the test.
What I have in front of me is a UV meter that actually shows how much UV light is getting through.
Find out if spending hundreds really gives you better protection against our mile-high sun.
At this elevation, the UV exposure is constant.
We'll tell you which ones are better for your eyes, what shades are best for sports, and why your kids need them even more than you when Casey Curry takes you shade shopping. Tonight on WB2 News at 9.
Hi, I'm Natalie Tinsel.
And I'm Tom Green. Coming up Thursday on WB2 Morning News.
In the 6 o'clock hour, we'll tell you how to deal with jerks at work.
Then in the 7 o'clock hour, we test drive the 2004 Acura MDX.
And in the 8 o'clock hour, we spring into summer with a look at the latest and greatest grills.
Get fresh local news whenever you wake up from the station with the most local news in the morning.
Plus weather and traffic on the 2s.
WB2 Morning News, weekdays between 5:30 and 9, because your time counts.
your car, $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular letter or you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
2:00 in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours.
Until 11:50 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC. If you're concerned about what your kids are watching on MTV, can't figure out why your child can't say the Pledge of Allegiance at school, tune in mornings to Jimmy Lakey.
Jimmy Lakey.
The information I need.
Very entertaining show all around.
The new generation of talk radio in Denver. AM 1150, KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:46 on a Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and then Doug Kelly takes over. And here's an email from George, and he says that I'm a coward. He said that I'd show my true intelligence with stupid little cutesy names for our commander-in-chief like Dickie. You think you are being clever and cute, but you just come across as sounding like an idiot. They found a sarin gas shell, which was almost dispersed on our troops, which could have killed many soldiers and innocent civilians. And the best you can do is say that it was just one measly shell. The type of shell found was a very sophisticated two-compartment binary shell that required the mixing of two compounds to make the agent. This type is very potent and deadly. The point being that there isn't just one shell. There are going to be more. You hammer people with your stupid question of where were the weapons of mass destruction. So, when you are presented with hardcore facts, all you can do is try to minimize the point. There is nothing worse than a coward, except for a dishonest coward. And I certainly hope that you aren't like your radio persona in real life, because if you are, I feel very sorry for you. And that's from George. 303-382-1150. It happens, by the way, that the depleted uranium shells that we're using are beginning to cause radiation sickness in people in Iraq. Some are coming home, and there was a big story about it. So I don't know about the weapons of mass destruction, sarin gas, but we seem to be poisoning our own people here. One line is open. Grab it. 303-382-1150. And let's head over to Littleton. Steve, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. First time caller, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I bet your lips are a little tired today from all that kiss.
Oh, sparks are coming out of the kiss machine, is all I can tell you. Steam is pouring out of it. Yes.
Well, my point is, I voted for Reagan the first time, made a mistake, but did. And a lot of the rhetoric of the conservative movement is not being followed. I don't think they're real conservatives. The principle of physical conservative type of government, less government, that type of philosophy with Reagan and with Bushy Jr. is not the case. You know, we've seen our budget surpluses go to record deficits. The corporate welfare has just gone sky high, and I just don't see a real, what I would call, a Republican, a conservative out there, like, Teddy Roosevelt, who actually was a conservationist. That's gone. And it's. I think the Republican Party is just basically Christian right, and that's...
Well, maybe what we're listening to is a product of too much homeschooling. Steve, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Don in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Yeah, your last caller, Steve, just about hit the nail right on the head. What's our major problem? The right wing is nothing but fundamentalists. Our problem over in Iraq is with religious fundamentalists over there. The right wing says, "Well, we don't believe in God. You guys are, you left wing guys are so featherheaded that you don't believe in God." There's people in this country that would they don't care if we blow the world up as long as they're right that the world comes to an end. Say, we've got Catholic bishops that say, "Well, I talk to God all the time, and you got to do it this way." Say,
Mm-hmm. And then you've got a president who doesn't talk to his own father, but
exactly,
the higher father.
He talks to God.
He's talking to God, and God's telling him to go to war in Iraq.
Exactly. Now, I don't have anything against religion, but the problem with these fundamentalists is they can't keep it to themselves. They want to make us all pray at the same time. We've got to pray in school. I thought that's what churches were for.
I think if prayer should happen, it should ought to be in the workplace where the moral corner is being cut all the time.
Anybody who wants to stop and pray can stop and pray. That's
right. That's right. And if you make
stop and do it with them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you make kids do it in school, you know, they pray for the teacher to drop dead so they can get out a little bit earlier.
Exactly. And so that's our problem. The fundamentalists, we get rid of them, we're going to be fine. The rest of us, I'm sure there's people over in Iraq that don't want to see a war. The average Joe Blow over there, he hates this, and we hate this, too. We need to get rid of all these fundamentalists, and our problems will go away. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. 303-382-1150, John in Wheat Ridge. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, John.
Good. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Just a couple of quick comments. You know, I have to agree with the other caller. I don't think you can deal with these people that are not rational, and I think all you can do is agree with him and say, have a nice day. You're right. He's a wonderful
person.
Well,
I'm so dopey. I come out swinging at him, and it's useless. It's useless. It's aerobics. It's all.
Because I'm outside the circle, and you're right in the middle of it. But I don't think they're not rational. The country's been taken over by a crazy man.
Here's the story. We're just as crazy if we go down with him.
I hope we don't. I'm sure.
I think he's taking this country down.
I do, too. I think we're heading that way, and I think this next election will tell the story.
Well, what did Dean say? He said the power is in you, the power of the people. There are more of us than there are politicians, and I think we have to hold their feet to the fire and demand a certain standard, a certain level of excellence. This group has failed us. They have been negligent, incompetent, uncomprehending. They're just these are the guys who were built to you as experienced and all of them your father's Oldsmobile. When it came to protecting us, they were all asleep at the wheel, and they continue to be asleep at the wheel. That's what's so astonishing here.
I agree.
All right, John, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Your car, $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular letter or you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
7:00 in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours.
AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC.
D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives, no down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call 866-MELODY-H. Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey, and I'd like to tell you about Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado. Nationally, they're celebrating their 100th year of service, and you can help them celebrate by making a difference. You can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters in many ways. For instance, did you know that by donating your car, you can help provide one-to-one mentoring for over 4,000 of Colorado's kids in need. These kids really need your help, and it's easy to do. Your car or truck is a great tax deduction, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will tow your vehicle at no expense to you. Even if your car or truck can't be driven, the salvage value makes a huge difference. If you don't have a car to donate, cash is also welcome with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They also accept most boats, RVs, trailers, and motorcycles. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has touched many people in Colorado and across the nation, and possibly someone you know personally. So join the celebration. Donate today. Call them at 303-433-3666 and tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to call. 303-433-3666. Celebrate 100 years of service. Support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado.
Start the engine and step on the gas. Some people think that's all there is to driving. Others know better. They know heat and traffic stress every part of your engine. These people know today's complex engines work harder and run hotter, so they need serious protection. These people use Castrol GTX motor oil. It provides the maximum protection against viscosity and thermal breakdown. So use Castrol GTX. Oil as advanced as your engine.
The Larimer Arts Association presents the second annual La Piazza dell'Arte. June 19th and 20th. The award-winning festival follows 16th century street painting traditions and features more than 200 artists who will spend hours on their hands and knees transforming asphalt into pastel masterpieces of brilliant color and design. Enjoy spectacular artwork, Italian food, beverages, and entertainment. Admission is free. For more information, call 303-685-8143 or visit LarimerArts.org.
Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Combs. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad, 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we're concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:58 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Email from Joe, the nincompoop who wrote about the sarin gas bomb failed to say the warhead was from 1991. Bonnie emails, what's the big deal with finding one sarin canister in Iraq? They found 10 at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal a couple of years ago. Ruth, calling from Castle Rock, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Thank you.
We don't have much time, so tell me quickly.
I want to tell you that I definitely believe Kerry is a statesman. That's the difference between him and Bush. He can lead our country, and let's give him a chance. For goodness sakes, we're going down, and we've got to give Kerry a chance to lead us where we should go.
I agree with you. He is more statesmanlike. Dickie is like a cheerleader. And Ruth, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time in this hour. I thank you so much for the call. I hope you'll call us again. I'm Enid Goldstein. It's been a very lively 3 hours today. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for all of your help. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for all of yours. Thanks to all of you, every single one of you who called and listened sometimes repeatedly on today's show. I'll see you tomorrow at noon to 3 right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Doug Kellett is up next from 3 to 6 right here. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up some next. Get involved politically or in your community in some way. I'm Enid Goldstein. See you tomorrow at noon on AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. Even the military's top brass is being questioned on Capitol Hill about the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. General John Abizaid is head of Central Command.
There's so many things that are out there that aren't right in the way that we operate for this war. This is a doctrinal problem of understanding where you bring, what do the MPs do, what do the military intelligence guys do, How do they come together in the right way?
In Baghdad, Army Specialist Jeremy Sivitz received a year in prison and a bad conduct discharge in the first courts-martial stemming from abuse of Iraqis at the Abu Ghraib prison. In New York, outraged relatives of World Trade Center victims heckled former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani as their hopes that he'd be grilled by the September 11th commission faded in the face of gentle questioning from panel members. And U.S. blue chips fell today on renewed concerns over the rising price of oil. The Dow fell 30 points. Robert Hager, NBC Radio News.
Hey, son, how's it going?
Pretty good, I guess.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound so good. What's wrong?
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I was looking forward to 3 days off.
Yeah?
But my manager just called, and he wants me to work on Monday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So while you enjoy your day off, I'll be bagging groceries at the store.
Hmm.